B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Yo, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, four. He's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Morning, everybody. Well, happy Wednesday to all across the Delaware Valley. That familiar. Oh, God, I can't stand them.
Boo!
I can't stand them. Oh, keep booing them. We talk about a guy you boo. Oh, he comes into the game and I cringe. Like, you know, listen, I guess Dombrowski thought, hey, you know, relievers are weird. They're almost like kickers. Relievers are guys that come, they can have two bad years and then all of a sudden they're lights out. So, you know, I get it. I mean, that's kind of, he's looking to rework an entire bullpen. He's looking for pieces. So he takes a shot on Familia and hoping that he rekindles something, right? Listen, I never thought, if you remember Jose Mesa, and Jose Mesa went to the Pirates and suddenly was like Rivera. I mean, it was amazing. Like how all of a sudden he came out of nowhere and had like two really good years, and then he went back to being a gas can. But, like, you know, he was the closer in Cleveland, right? Fell off, was here, you know, the whole story. Then somehow gets rejuvenated. And I guess that's what Dombrowski was thinking in that he goes, hey, look, you know, let me take a shot. Look, yeah, he had to redo this whole pen, right? We've talked ad nauseum about that pen. But, geez, when he comes to the game, it's a cringe. He's got nothing, absolutely nothing. It's a shame. Because Reese, it has a monster, right? Like Reese, six ribbies, bombs. I mean, what a game by Reese. And it's a shame because you would have won the series. It would have been great. Come back, right? You're down 4-0 and you come back. That's a shame. That was a little bit of a tough one last night. But we'll get into it. Here's the deal. Today, I want to do a 4-for-4 show. I want to do a whole 4-for-4 themed show today. So yesterday, knowing that, I went out and I solicited four different opinions on each of the four teams. And I just want it from strangers. So one was a wild one. I had to go. Actually, was the the Heritage. I had to run to the Heritage. It was like a couple spots. Called Dunkin' Donuts. I had to run around. So I go, you know what? I'm going to try to get four opinions on the four different teams to kind of stimulate a 4-for-4 discussion. So all four teams on the table today. Now, here are the talking points. Here's the discussion points. For the four teams. I believe it or not, Flyers. I asked the guy, we're going to talk about the Flyers. Obviously, Stanley Cup starts tonight, Lightning, Lanch. And I said, well, are the Flyers still relevant in your world? That was the theme. That's the talking point. Are they still relevant? And first I asked, you like hockey, like you fly? Yeah. All right. And he said something that I completely agree with. Some of these I agree with, some of them I disagreed. So that I completely agreed with. He said, you know something? I miss the Flyers. I miss them. He said, they're like a long lost friend. I haven't seen them. And I miss them. I miss their company. And he goes, the worst thing about it is I don't know if I'll ever see him again. He goes, I don't even know. I don't know. They might be gone forever out of my world. And I found that so interesting that, and he's right, because I've been watching the playoffs, enjoying the playoffs. You think about the Flyers every once in a while, and they're just so far away from relevancy. You know, they could hire Tortorella. We'll see. They're so far away from any sort of relevancy that I don't know. I don't know if they, you know, I don't know if, when, you know, forever they were, you know, two players away, right? And they just never got the talent. And I don't know. And I do miss them. Especially now, you know, the Stanley Cup Finals, you go, man, I miss those guys. I miss the orange and the black making some noise. And I'm playing, you know, I play the games. Massimo loves to play all the games, right? So we'll do our Madden, we do our the show, and our NBA 2K, and then we do the hockey. And we play, it's the all-time teams. And he's always the Flyers. He loves the Flyers. I let him be the Flyers. You be the Flyers. And I take turns. I was Edmonton the other day. So I was Gretzky. I think I was stacked. Right? I had Gretzky. I had Jari Kurri. I had Connor McDavid. I'm thinking I got a shot because he always beats me. Sure enough, he does the same move, man, where he cuts in front of the net and he beats my goalie. And he loves Bobby Clark. It's amazing that the video games keep these guys alive. He loves Bobby Clark. Loves him. He scores all kinds of goals with Bobby Clark. Look, he's my guy. He's Bobby Clark, Daddy. It's amazing. And I'm thinking about this. I'm going, boy, do I miss him. And this guy was right. And who knows whether or not they'll ever come back into our lives in the way that we want them to. That was the Flyers' question. The Phillies' question was interesting. Dude wearing a Phillies hat. And I go, you got the fever? Now, it's before yesterday's game. So remember, they win on Monday. You got the fever? He goes, you know what? He goes, you know, I'm always in on them. But he said, I don't really like this team. I went, what? He went, yeah, he goes, I'm not really that, I don't feel like next to this team. I said, really? And I was like shocked by it. I said, Bryce? He goes, yeah, he goes, I like Harper, but he goes, those guys, I don't really feel it. He goes, I'm not a big Nola fan. He goes, pitching well. Yeah, but I'm not, you know, he goes, he's not Hamels to me. What about Wheels Up? He went, yeah, he goes, but, you know, again, he was a Met, and I'm still just kind of, you know, I root for him, obviously, but I'm just getting used to him because I don't really know him. And he said he just wasn't, they felt like strangers to him, which I found really interesting because I didn't see it like that. I saw it more like, oh, Bryce, you know, I don't know. I liked it. I liked the squad, but he was like, it was really interesting in that he felt like he used the word strangers, that they felt like strangers. And he's like, I don't really like him that much. And he admitted that Harper was impossible to dislike. He's like, no, you're right about it, Bryce. But those other guys, I don't know. He gave me one of those answers. So that's Phillies Flyers. I got Sixers Eagles coming up. So I'll unveil those two talking points as well. But I want it to be a 4-for-4 show. Good morning, Junis.
What's up, man? How are we today?
What do you say, brother?
Just another beautiful day. People hate the Phillies for some weird reason. Dude, when you bring that up, it makes me think, and I know, I try to keep my eyes off of social media.
Oh, no, not you. Not Dude, again.
I think people like it when they lose. They like it when people are happy, and then when they lose, they can go, you're not happy anymore. Because just last night, you know, Phillies come back down 4-0. You know, all of a sudden they have an 8 spot up there. And I just put out a simple tweet. Watch out, MLB. This Phillies lineup is hot. Right? Because that's what that lineup, what we saw yesterday production-wise, I know Hoskins had six of the ribbies, but that's the kind of game we are expecting to see.
Right.
Every other night or every night, you name it, because of the depth of this lineup.
Look, they're not, and I think they showed you last night that they're not out of any game. You know, you're down 4-0. You know, listen, unless you're, you know, going up against, I don't know, Dylan Cease or whatever. I don't know. Not even that. Or Cole, right? I mean,
you have a chance.
You got Trevor Rogers, they came right back on. They exploded.
And all of a sudden, they put up an 8 spot. But, Ant,
right.
The second that lead is blown, the roaches come out. And it's the LOL, quiet down, kid. Like, oh, I'm sorry that I'm enjoying the Phillies putting up an 8 spot.
You got to quiet down?
Yeah. I didn't put Juris Familia out there. I was against the signing to begin with. And I'm sorry, is Juris Familia a part of the lineup that I tweeted out about? I tweeted about the lineup, not the Phillies team as a whole, not the bullpen's great, just the lineup. Dude, the amount of people that seem to be happy that they blew the lead yesterday.
No.
We discussed a little bit of that. One guy tweets in and goes, what, are you going to try to run Rob Thompson out of town now? I'm like, what? And I click on his profile and I scroll through it. Big Gabe Kapler guy. I'm like, what? They should have gotten rid of Gabe. Dude, can we not do the revisionist history here? He was terrible here. He was not a good manager.
No.
But he did it with a bad roster. No, he sucked. He was not a good manager. Managed every game like it was game 7 and failed at it.
And was way too heavy with analytics.
Yeah, and his own teammates, or his own players, Bryce Harper, scoffed at the curveball machine.
Yeah, no. I mean, you can't hit you with that.
Yeah, but there was a lot of people that were almost like...
Wait, so...
I don't think they like this team. And the one thing that the guy said, that he doesn't really relate to these dudes, and it's something that I'm always going to be different when it comes to arguments with Phillies fans. I'll never be on the same side. There's a lot of people that want our players, prospects, and guys that come up through the system. And that was the beauty of 08, right? Ryan Howard, Jimmy Rollins, Chase Utley, Cole Hamels. Yeah, you bring in Jason.
Well, it's funny, the guy that I talked to yesterday, so when I solicited these four opinions, yes, on the four different teams, he brought up Nolan. He goes, I know he's pitching better. Because I'm like, what's wrong with Nolan? He's not Hamels. Because I love Cole Hamels. I don't love Aaron Nolan.
That's interesting, because Nolan is a farm system kid that's come up.
I brought it up. And then when it came to Wheeler, he said, I'm just getting to know him.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't care if you're a former Met. If you're here and you play well, now George Familia is a former Met, and he stunk with the Mets, and he stinks here now, so I don't understand that one. But Wheeler, you right away, he's the ace of your staff. I'm all about it, man.
And he always won the Cy Young for it.
Yeah, exactly. But I do think, maybe not that guy, but there are a lot of people that are, he's one of ours. He came up through the farm system. I would get crushed because I wanted to trade Rhys Hoskins for a proven pitcher. For years now, right? And hey, great game yesterday. But there's people that probably don't love Nick Castellanos because he's not a Philly, right? He didn't come up through Double A, Triple A. There's a lot of people
that hold
a lot of weight with that, man.
I don't know. The free agent's always fun. You get two big.
I love it.
They got the two big boppers. What's not to love about?
And I know Nick Castellanos is a professional baseball player.
Listen,
I don't know who Mickey Moniak is. Look, Moniak got sent back down.
Yeah, Moniak's a 4A player, dude.
But he was a guy that, oh, come on, give him a shot because he's one of our guys.
Yeah,
people,
he's a 4A
people love the farm system.
He hit
player.
A home run last night, yeah, because that's what he is. He's a 4A
right
kind of kid.
But that's one thing I'll never agree with. I'm always a trade prospects away for the proven player. I'm proven versus unknown every single time.
Look, I'll go back to the last run, the last Phillies run. They had... Who was, let's see, there was Jason Donald. There was, this is all the Cliff Lane Halliday. Who was the Kyle Drayback?
Lou Marson.
Yeah, he was the catcher.
The only player that has been successful in those trades was Carlos Carrasco. Everyone else has stunk.
Yeah. But, you know, you use those guys
But so I remember people freaking out.
You lose those guys to get Cliff Lee and Roy Halladay.
Dude, I still remember, what was his name? Altman. Josh Altman, maybe? He was in the trade for Joe Blanton. And I remember arguing with buddies like, oh, how's Altman, blah, blah, blah. Joe Blanton, he's not even that good. I'm like, you're never going to see Altman.
Like, Altman.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, the prospect thing, people never want to trade the prospects, and I never understand
I don't get
unless
that.
Unless it's a clear-cut number one prospect.
But the real thing is, but this is where we got to get to, because I'm kind of surprised. Well, I'm not surprised. Listen, you got to stop with the social media.
It was buzzing last night, man.
Okay, but you have to stop thinking that everybody's against you. Right, because there's a couple people that are busting your stones.
Got enemies, man.
Now, this could be real because it kind of echoed what my guy said, that he doesn't feel warm and fuzzy toward them. Like he can't get next to them. I don't know. It's a great question.
Man,
I didn't really think of it like that. Like, I look at it and go, I don't know. Harper's the face of the team, and I love Harper.
Yeah.
Like, what's not to love about Harper?
People already turning on JT. Everybody loved JT Realmuto a year ago. Now, because he's hitting 250, and I get it, he's not been playing well. A couple good double plays with the bases loaded last couple of games. But now, all of a sudden, oh, man, what a bad contract. Logan.
But you're saying there's people rooting against you, or happy.
Well, there are people that seem to get joy out of the Phillies blowing a game. And it's
we're
going to
do, listen, we started yesterday with the creeps.
Shy, last night. Crete, he sent me a gif of Thomas the Tank Engine falling down a cliff. he was waiting for that tweet.
I think Shy's a Giants fan. I think I know Shy.
I'll scroll a little bit.
I think he's a New York dude.
Nah, he's tweeting about the Sixers, and he wants James Harden. He wants Bradley Beal. Oh, no, dude, this is a Philadelphia fan.
Wait, no, but I think I know Shy. Shy's not a common name. I think he's a Sixer man, but he likes the football Giants. I think. I don't know.
Okay.
You see any Eagle stuff there?
No, I don't. Not yet. Not yet. I'll let you know.
Because I used to have a caller, Shy, who was a Sixer man, but he liked the Giants. His family, in fact, had an Indian restaurant in, like, Cherry Hill, if I recall.
Oh, it looks like he is tweeting about the Giants. How about you? Let's go work out of you.
Listen, I pay attention to the callers, all right? That's the one thing you can always... I'll always pay attention to you.
How does that happen?
What?
You know, you're a Sixers fan... You're a Giants fan.
Because I think his family's from North Jersey. And so he was probably raised in... But he loved the hoop. And, you know, became a Sixer man. I know, it's weird. It's very weird.
It's strange. I never understand it.
But is this... So, this is the question. So, are you not... Can you not get next to this team? That's what you're telling me. That's the guy basically told me that yesterday.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
That he's having a hard time getting close to this team.
And he said that after a win. This was before last night's game.
Correct.
And I don't get that, man. Like, is this the hometown heroes of Rollins, Utley, and Howard? No, but if they're winning games, I'm all about it.
Well, we got to discuss that. That's the Phillies talking point. I'm curious what you think of the Flyers talking point.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
They never cross my mind anymore.
Oh, so you don't even...
Not even miss. Like, listen, do I want them to be in the playoffs?
But you don't ever have a pang of, like, wistfulness.
No, because I kind of hate this ownership group.
But you know what wistfulness is? Like, when you get wistful?
Yeah, where you start thinking about it, you go, man...
You have no... No. Like, Chuck is wistful.
Chuck loves the Flyers.
Our program director, Chucky. He loves the Flyers. Loves, like... Flyers number one.
Yeah, no, they don't even cross my mind.
And he's wistful. Like, I'm wistful about that, I'll be honest with you. I, like, think about them and go, you know, I think about the finals starting tonight. Cup
well,
Finals.
Here's the thing. I watch Warriors Celtics and I go, damn. I really wish, like, I wish this, the Sixers, they could be here. They could be here.
Well, but
I watched Lance Lightning tonight, and I'm just going to be watching, like, oh, wow, this is a fun game.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, they have no business. The Flyers stink.
Yeah, and they have. They've been.
They stink.
It's been mediocrity since 2010.
Right.
Now it's worse than mediocrity.
Yeah, now it's just.
And I don't see an end in sight. And John Tortorella is probably going to get hired. And is he going to all of a sudden, you know, he's going to kick Travis Konecny's ass into the next gear? Like, no, they got a bunch of guys here.
Listen, you need a coach, so you need a coach. And Tortorella will be a good coach. But the problem is that
they're one player away, and
they need a lot of talent. You got no talent.
That's what they told us, one player away.
You need a lot of talent. You need a whole makeover.
See, I don't even.
So it's funny, are they? So they're not even on your radar.
No.
And I'm afraid that that is the majority of the people out there. Like, the Flyers are in a bad spot, man. Bad spot.
Yeah, there's no guy, like.
There's no relevancy.
And there's no guy to grab onto and be like, this is the guy.
And the goalie's good.
The goalie's very. I love Carter Hart. But, like, the last guy people really loved was G.
Yeah.
And they trade him away, which was a smart thing to do.
But I think about them, like the Cup Finals, and I'm going, Flyers, man. And then I go. I don't know if I'll ever see them win.
Is there a player that you love on that team?
No.
We've had hopes. Morgan Frost, Cam York. Like, all these young guys we've had hopes for. But there's not a guy where you go, oh, my God, dude.
Listen, I thought Konecny.
I'm so glad. I thought he was going to be great.
I thought Konecny was going to be, you know, BC Light.
Yeah. Provorov hasn't, like, taken that next step. Like, the guys that I thought we were going to really build around and really love.
I mean, I like Farabee. He's my favorite player.
Okay.
But, you know.
He's your favorite player. Is he McDavid?
No.
Right? Like, that's the thing. At least Bryce Harper can win MVP. Joel Embiid can win MVP.
He's not David, let alone McDavid.
You look at the Flyers, there's not a guy where you go, oh, yeah. Like, Sean Couturier is going to be here for another 85 years.
Yeah, yeah. I hear you. All right.
Like, I like him.
Well. Today's a 4-for-4 day, so I'll give you the Sixers and Eagles talking points in a little bit. Well, let's focus right now on the Phillies and the Flyers. I'm curious at what you guys see and what you guys think. And because the Tunis is having a really tough time on social media, we're going to go back to it. Call out a creep.
Yes, please.
All right. And you get FanFest tickets for calling out creeps. You weed them out that way. It's creep week on the show. All week, rest of the week. Out of creep. We had guys out in their daughter.
Yeah.
Right?
Pop-Pop.
Their grandfather who's a Celtic fan. Pop-Pop, never forget that. And we'll get you FanFest tickets if you give us a creep. And we'll give you FanFest tickets.
Screw you, creepo.
610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. That's how you join us. Cuz Radio with the Tunis. Just getting started on Wednesday.
And this is Andrew Tunis. My bad. I need to talk about roofing. Do you need a new roof, but you're cringing at the thought of dealing with it because you've heard nightmare stories about contractors who won't call you back? Well, that's not the only nightmare story that you're hearing about right now. Materials, they're unavailable. No matter what you're looking for, materials are unavailable. Costs have doubled because of supply chain issues. Inflation's just an absolute mess right now. Well, take it from me. Call New Look Home Design because they will help you through a process and make shopping for a new roof easy. They also always do roofing the same way. Not only the way they put up the roof, but the way they handle the sale. They're not going to screw you over like other companies are trying to do right now. New Look, they give you same day on-site or virtual estimates, whatever's best for you, okay? They give you transparent line-by-line pricing, so you'll know exactly what you'll be paying for from the first to the very last shingle. You'll get a 3D rendering of what your new roof would look like, so there's no surprise. So before you even make the sale, boom, you know exactly what you're going to be looking for, and most roofs can be installed in a week. There's not going to be damage done to your lawn like my poor neighbor had a couple of weeks ago because for 3 weeks, the equipment was there. It was just awful. New Look, their team is 100% professional, so those nightmare stories, that won't happen with them. them. There's no obligation to buy, but I'm confident that after you deal with them, after you call them, you'll want to give them your business. Now through June 30th, when you buy a new roof, you pay half later and the other half never. So save 50% on roofing materials and qualify for interest-free financing. Call them today, 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300, or visit them online at newlacombedesign.com. That's NULacombedesign.com, and tell them Andrew sent you.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. 10:30 across the Delaware Valley. I was ready to Tunis. Oh, Tunis, Tunis. I feel bad for you. You're in the middle of, you're catching haymakers.
Yeah, God forbid I enjoy the Phillies winning 10 of 11
what
games.
What did one guy say to you again?
LOL, quiet down, kid.
I mean, that's harsh.
You know. You enjoy your
baseball. Get a quiet down.
Yeah, enjoy your baseball cards. I went through your profile.
Wow. Yeah. Quiet down.
But I just don't get it. Like, they won 10 of 11.
Right.
Yeah. Was I pissed off that they lost that game? And am I still angry that the Phillies signed George Familia when not one Phillies fan wanted him here?
Yeah, but
not one person.
Okay, but you get what that was. I mean, I didn't want him either. We talked about it. But he's taking a chance because he has to redo a whole bullpen. So he's hoping that there's some sort of resurgence. Yeah, he's got nothing. I hear it. But that was what he was thinking.
Oh, I got from Rob Horn, a Relax Holmes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, all right.
Relax Holmes over what?
So when the Phillies make the when I tweeted out that the Phillies lineup's hot. So when the Phillies make the playoffs, want you watching.
I'm curious. Did you?
I don't respond.
I asked you, did you print out the Facebook chat?
So I actually did look at it this morning. They didn't put out like a final score post.
Oh, okay.
And so maybe that's a smart thing to do.
All right.
But I'm sure the majority of the hate would be Familia. There's no way like.
Well, I wanted to read it. I was going to read it on the air.
Let's see. I'm on the Twitter account. Very first. Oh, no, that was it. It's a Marlins fan.
It's a Marlins fan.
Andrew Moss Brooks checks in with Miss Me Yet, and there's a photo of Hector Neris. R Max, JT can't manage a Little League staff. $100 million for that garbage. Terrible. So JT's garbage now.
All right. Well, listen, this is where we're.
He should have kept Andrew Knapp, and I think that's what the answer is. Andrew Knapp, Brad Marchand, or whatever the hell the other catcher is they have, Marchand. The Logan O'Hoppe is already the next coming.
All right. Just chill.
Yeah, but I hate when people are like,
I hear you.
Seems like they're happy when they lose.
They're not happy. Okay, they're not. They're not happy. Trust me. They're not happy that when they lose. It's frustration that manifests itself into, relax, Tunis, or whatever they're saying to you.
One person responds, JT needs to be sent down to Reading to work on his swing. Come on, man. They're not, that ain't happening, man. Just watch the game for a little bit.
Yeah, you got to. You can't take every opinion.
No, that one's more comical.
You know, like you got to just a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
You know, let's go to M in the Northeast. M, you're on 97.5 Fanatic.
Cuz, I love you, but you got to start listening to Tunis. I'm telling you, he is absolutely correct. My own family.
Wait, what is Tunis correct about?
He's correct about people being happy that they lost. The comments that they made last night. Oh, I get texts. I got, they took out Eflin. That was a Girardi move. I said, hey, maybe something's wrong with him. Last night, Ricky Bo and Ruben Amaro were doing the best that they could as a Bury on that decision. And of course, we get the AM sports update, the AM Phillies update, which is done the night before, by the way. So that's a fraud also. And it turns out that he had knee soreness. So he had to take him out. And as far, the only thing I tweeted back to, or texted back to everybody was, last night's game was on the general manager. I don't want to hear about a rebuild. I don't want to hear about they had nothing there. It's his job to go out and find somebody. He's supposed to be this genius that won a World Series.
Seriously, like, listen, I don't like familiarity. We say it all the time. But again, when you're redoing a whole bullpen and you've spent a lot of money, you know, again, I think you gotta understand that. And by the way, Knebel lost you the game too. So,
don't get me started on him, okay? But I'm just this all.
My point is, listen, I hear you, I get it. But again, you know how relievers are. He was taking a shot in the dark, hoping that, you know, there was a resurgence. You remember Jose Mesa? That happens all the time across baseball.
It happens all the time across baseball. And the reason that we're in this position is we had a three-year girth with that Klentak guy
in the
minor league.
That's
so I understand that also.
That's right. Well, I mean,
I don't want to. Last night's loss was on him, and there's nothing that you can say.
I'm not trying to sell. I'm just.
I know.
I mean, again, I think I'm not going to tell you to relax, but I mean, that's. They just went through they got back into it, right? Like, you win 10 of 11.
No question.
You know?
I'm on the Tunis train. I'm not getting off. And I don't want to, and by the way, Tunis, I'm with you. If they make the playoffs, all these guys that have been giving me grief all year long.
But listen, they're not. Come on. How old are you? You're a veteran.
Yeah, I'm a veteran. I've seen it. Yeah, but
they're really not. They're not. They're not anti Phillies. It's just it's frustration talk.
I'm telling you, Tunis is right on this one. They're out there. All the trolls that are out there, and they're going to get a text.
Who's trolling you with your text message? Who's trolling you?
I don't want to give it away. One of them is my brother.
So your brother? Who's your brother?
It's a huge loss.
L. Who's your brother?
He's my brother. I don't want to shout out. I don't want to start.
What's his first name?
No.
The first letter of his first name.
Oh.
O? Okay.
Yeah, O's his last.
So if you're M, he's O, right?
Yeah, no, I'm M. He's somebody else.
Now, you know your brother. Is your brother a Phillies fan? Of course he is, right?
Yes, I understand.
I mean, you get it.
Don't
take it personal.
It's driving Trudis crazy, and it's driving.
It's business, Tom. It's not personal.
You know what? I would love to be able to think that, but there's just too many times.
All right, well, tell O to go scratch. All right, tell O to go scratch. I mean, come on, brother.
But you even said it. There's the guy that you talked to yesterday at the Heritage or wherever it was. That he doesn't even like. He doesn't relate to this team. He doesn't like this team.
Okay. He didn't say he didn't like them. He said he doesn't know them. He has a hard time getting next to them. He loves the Phillies. He loves the P. He just, the players, he just hasn't got next to. I don't know. I mean, what can I tell you? I mean,
that means he doesn't get as excited when they win, but he probably grouses just as much when they lose.
Okay, well, by the way, they kind of deserve it, no?
Oh, yeah, they do.
I mean, not like... They made the playoffs the last 10 years.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you got to cut people some slack. And by the way, listen, Noel's pitching well, and it's great, and the whole thing. But, you know, I don't blame the guy. He says he's not Cole Hamels.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I get it. Let him go. Listen, let Noel go have a great season and pitch well in October. And then, know what? Then the people will be loving them.
All right.
But I think you guys are just got to chill just a little bit.
My man David tweets in, I'm going to stand on that hill with you, Andrew. He sees it too.
What's he see? What am I missing?
There's people that hate the Phillies.
They are Phillies fans. There's a group of people that are Phillies fans who have been frustrated over the last decade of just horrible baseball and horrible mismanagement.
Yes.
So, you know, I think you got to come a little slack is my only point to you. You and them and Dave, I mean, you know, do I think they're really rooting against
him? Well, this goes back to the boo conversation that we had. People are just waiting to jump down their throats. Second something goes wrong. Last night pissed me off, man. But come on, people are, oh, you know, this is who they are. Let's let it play out a little bit. You didn't say after 10 wins, 10 of 11, nobody was saying, oh, this is who they are. I mean, the second they lose. We ran polls. Everyone was saying the win streak was fake. They want it to be fake.
So
they feel comfort because of the 10,000 plus losses.
It's your baseball season, man. You don't ever get crazy over a baseball. Like, M's freaking out. I saw Nebraska. I'm like, dude, I mean, they just won 10 of 11. I mean, you know, you're not going to win every game. It's a little baseball season. You can't freak out in June, man.
Yeah, I got you. Familia does stink, though.
Yeah. I agree. He's but awful. You only have so much money you can spend. I mean, you got to take shots. You can take a flyer on guys and hope. Yeah, he's a disaster. I agree with you.
See, now.
But you know what he did. You know what the reasoning behind it was.
Now, Philly Ball checks in. I need you to put out a follow-up tweet because this I don't understand.
What's Philly Ball say?
Die-hard Eagles fans love nothing more than when the Phillies fail.
Oh, this is a pit, one team against the other team? I don't believe
that. Is there a Phillies-Eagles pit?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Maybe there's, you know, a small, tiny group, but I it's the same thing. Like,
yeah, why? Like, what is?
I don't believe in a division. I don't care what anybody says. I'm a to me, 4-for-4. I think the most people are 4-for-4. 80% of the fan base is 4-for-4. You may not be a big hockey fan, or if you're a big hockey fan, I'm maybe not a big basketball fan, but you're not rooting against the other team. I don't think so, unless you're just a creep. You may just, you know, you go, oh wow, good, they're winning. Like, that's most people's reaction. You got your outliers, your 2-for-4s, 3-for-4s, but that's what it is.
610 picks checks in.
What's he say?
Previous disappointment doesn't justify hatred for a team that is trying to turn it around. People hate because it's easier than liking the team. I stand with Shunis. Is there a comfort thing?
I don't understand. I honestly, I don't get it. I mean, you're telling me, what's this guy's name? 610 picks?
610 picks, man.
610 picks. You're actually, maybe I'm just completely naive, but I don't believe that there are legions of Phillies fans rooting for them to lose. I just don't believe it. When they blow a game, people get frustrated. They say stuff they don't mean. That's human nature. I think you got to be a little worldly here and understand things. Andrew, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Andrew?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on, Andrew?
Not much, man. I was going to say first, I agree with you with the Phillies there, man. It's still a long season to go, and you know how people get after a game or so.
I mean, here's what I don't get. If there are people really who hate the Phillies but are somehow some twisted, they're Phillies fans, then why are you watching them? Like, that makes no sense to me.
Yeah, and I agree with you on that, man. I mean, I ride with my teams all the time, good, lose, bad, up, down, you know.
You may grouse again, but that doesn't mean you don't like them.
Exactly. You know, you get frustrated, but I don't know about rooting for them to lose and this and that and hating and whatever else. But reason I was calling you, cause I wanted to call out a creep, right?
Oh, yeah?
Oh, I got an ultimate creep for you, dude. So this was my foreman. I worked for him. We're going to call him Tony from Tremator. He's a North Jersey guy, works in South Jersey throughout my union, right? I'm local plumbers and pipe fitters 322.
Okay.
So long story short, I worked for this guy. And when the first time I worked for him, he had a Patriots hat on, right? And he's from North Jersey. So I was like,
and he's wearing a Patriots hat. Oh,
yeah.
This guy.
It, it gets worse. So the next time I see him, I work for him again, like a year or 2 years later, whatever. And he's got a Tampa Bay Buccaneers hat on, right?
Oh, God. He's Brady. I like Brady. I like greatness.
Yup, exactly. He's like, dude, and back in the day, I rooted for New York when they were good. And then, you know, I was the Patriots.
Yeah, that's a Fugazi.
Oh, dude.
See, Tony's a Fugazi of the first.
Yup, dude. Big time front runner. Like, that's what I said. You know, and he's like, oh, I follow Brady. I follow winners.
Yeah, I love that one. I've heard that one, too. I follow winners. Okay. Yeah.
Cut me a break.
Yeah. Andrew, strong job. You're coming to FanFest. Hold on, my brother.
I remember a buddy of mine that I went to school
with. I follow winners.
The Celtics.
That's a vomit emoji.
Celtics won the NBA championship, and all of a sudden he comes into school wearing a Garnett Celtics jersey. I go, oh, what is this? And he says, well, I'm a Kevin Garnett fan. I was a fan of his in Minnesota. However, he had yet to wear a Garnett jersey until they won the championship.
Right.
And I go, wait a minute. Wait, come on now.
He's a Brady. I only root for winners. See, now that guy's not a sports guy.
No.
That guy's not a sports guy.
No.
I only root for winners. Are you kidding me?
So he's a Warriors fan right now. Right? Like, is that what that is?
That's not sporting at all.
No, that's weak.
It is. Anybody, I don't understand these. I don't get these people. I don't get anybody. Listen, I understand loving players, but the player first, to me, it always goes sport, team, player. Man's infallible.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I've had my favorites.
There's no, you know, man is fallible, right? So the team is about, and then the sport, that's the Holy Trinity.
Yeah. I'm with you.
You can't root. Oh, I'm a Brady fan.
Ichiro's my favorite baseball player of all time.
Right, like I get, like you like players. I like players too.
You know, getting Mariners tattooed on me.
Right. There's players I enjoy, but you know, you're a fan of your team. The team always listen. Players come and go. They retire. It's part of the nature of the business. Let's go to Nathan. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nathan.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
What's going on, Nate?
Not much. Long time, first time, but...
No, welcome.
Thank you. Trying to make sense of why Nick Castellanos, who I will say I'm a big fan of him, bought his jersey and everything. I'm waiting for this guy to pop off.
Yeah.
But I don't understand why he's batting cleanup when he can't get the ball, you know, any further than just outside of second base on occasion.
Well, I mean, you know, there's balance between the left and right side, and he is a guy who's a proven run producer. So you got to ride. Baseball is all about long term, right? Baseball is always about the sum, and you got to ride through this slump.
I got that. To me, it seems like you might be able to put him somewhere else till at least he warms up, and then put him back in there. But I understand you also don't want to mess with the lineup too much, but.
I mean, the lineup's working, right? Like, Lyme is producing runs. So, you know, I mean, listen, Castellanos is a guy I think he's going to get hot. I mean, he's a guy he's been a run producer his whole career.
Definitely.
Whether it's Detroit, whether it's Cincinnati, I mean, he's going to produce runs for you. I'm not worried about him.
All right. And then this other thing I wanted to mention, I like that you picked out the Phillies and Flyers to talk about this morning. I grew up playing hockey. Longtime Flyers fan. They were my number one for the longest time, and now I'm to the point I'm so embarrassed to even be rooting for them at times.
So do you, are they on your radar? Like, you thinking about them? Like, here he is, Stanley Cup final tonight. Like, how do you feel right now? I mean, it's amazing because people are so out. I've never seen it like this before.
I mean, I'd say they're on my radar, but they're a distant blip. I mean, like I said... I grew up, hockey, it was my sport.
Sure.
Love them, love the Flyers. And I mean, every I open up my, you know, shirt drawer and there's a pile of Flyer shirts.
Yeah.
They're typically at the top. Now they're down at the bottom because I don't even want to wear the shirts.
I hear you. Listen, Nate, I agree. I feel you, man. That's a good call by you. Good call. It's hard. It really is. It's hard to be a Flyers fan. Our girl, Joanne, she loves the Flyers. Loves them forever. And she just has a hard time. And look, you know, there's no direction with ownership. They're at their lowest point in my lifetime. And now, coincidentally, I'm going to tell you about the Bagster. Junis. Seriously.
A lot of room.
It's apropos. The Bagster bag. What a product. 3-cubic yard dumpster in a bag that's sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, local home improvement stores. You got it. Trust me. The Bagster can take on any job. You're remodeling the house. Maybe you get a new bathroom, kitchen, right? Maybe you got a lot of junk, right? Attic, basement, clean it all out. Whatever it is, the Bagster bag can take it on. You get it at Home Depot, Lowe's, all your hardware stores for just $29.99. It holds 3,300 pounds of waste, and it's a bag. Yeah. Buy it, you take it out of the bag, it is a bag, and you just spread it out, and you fill it. It's that simple. And the beauty about it is that it's on demand. Demand, and it holds 3,300 pounds. That's a lot for, you know, you got jobs to do. Trust me. The bag's the bag. It's got strength. It's got girth. You can handle it. You can throw all the Flyers hockey sticks in there you want. The Bagster bag. Go to thebagster.com to find out all the details. Anthony Gargano will tell you to clean it up this summer with the Bagster dumpster in the bag.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hello. Here we go.
11 o'clock across the Delaware Valley. Happy, happy, happy Wednesday to all. We hang out. We'll do our morning thoughts, come up about 10 minutes, and then a little bit later on, we will talk to Kevin Negandhi from ESPN. You know, every Wednesday, we love hanging out with Kevin. So we'll do that. Right now, I wanted to solicit 4 opinions. One for each of the 4 teams. And make it a 4-for-4 kind of discussion. We're on Phillies and Flyers right now. And we'll get to Eagles and Sixers coming up. But, you know, it's interesting. The Junis, you actually echo what the guy said, but in a different way. My Phillies guy said to me that he's having trouble getting next to this team. And you said you've been getting a lot on social media that way. And to me, it's pretty simple, right? Like, that Phillies team was easy to love, right? Like, you know, they come on the scene, and the next thing you know, they're in the playoffs, they broke a drought, they were fun, right? You got Jimmy, Victorino, they're all characters, right? Peace hitting home runs, and then you win. Hamels. When you win, everybody's going to love you. Like, this team has to make its mark. Remember, you know, they've had a lot of upheaval, a lot of disappointment.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I think people, by and large, love Bryce. I just think it's going to take a little time for them to just go gaga over this team.
Well, that's fine. And I'm not even saying, oh, there should be 45,000 people there every single night. I'm not even saying that.
It's just,
the reaction's weird, man.
Before you get to 45,000 people, they have to be liked first.
Yes. Yeah, but I just don't understand what people don't like about certain players. Like, listen, there's areas of the team I don't like. Like, I don't like Kyle Schwarber as a leadoff hitter, but it's not like I dislike Kyle Schwarber. I think he's a nice piece on the team.
Yeah. Listen.
Like, there have been hateable players, right? Like, Tommy Hunter.
Sorry it wasn't good enough.
I hated that dude.
Yeah, well, because he acted like a creep.
Right. The only guys I dislike now are Odubel, and that's not even, well, I mean, I hate how he plays baseball, but what he does off the field.
I don't think people hate the Phillies. I don't. Now, you know, I know there's you and you got your legion of people that. Yeah,
my hill.
That believe that there's people who hate the Phillies. I don't think they hate the players. I really don't. I mean, does that sound logical in any way?
No, but we're used to them losing. And maybe that's what it is.
Well, it's but again,
I told you right away. As soon as Castellanos struck out the other day, another free agent.
Okay, you're always
got his money.
You're always going to have that guy. That guy okay. exists. Yes, the okay guy lives.
Okay,
he lives.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
And, you know, again, you got to make the, when you go 10 years not making the playoffs, listen, you're going to get the okay guy. The only way you win over the okay guy where it's all good and all bouquets and roses is if you win a little bit. You got to mix it away. I know that the one guy said, well, 10 years of losing doesn't make it okay. Well, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I think it does. I think you're not going to get people to believe until you win consistently.
Until you break through, yeah.
You know.
But then why were there...
I mean, that's not fair to
me. Why are there people that the second their win streak snapped, it was Grouse City? We even had the boo discussion on the show the other day. There are people that wait for it.
Again.
Look for it.
If they win, they make the playoffs, that won't be around next year. You got to start somewhere. They're coming off 10 bad years, dude.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, not everybody can just go, all right, let's get on it. Not everybody has the capacity to do that. We live it. That's why you can't compare yourself. We live it. There's a core of us that live it. And then you got people that go, all right, well, you know, let me see if it's for real or not. You know, and first of all, you also got people who are just flat-out ball breakers.
This is true.
I mean, come on. I mean, there's people who can teach, you know, master's class in ball breaking in this town. So you got that, too. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joey!
Hey, how you doing, man?
What's up, Joe?
Hey, before I get to the Phillies, you ever watch a show Cold Case?
No.
It's a Philadelphia-based show.
No, I've never watched it. What channel is it on?
I think it went off the air like in 2010, I think.
Was it a network show?
At one time, it was a network show. It was on CBS for about 8 years.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And
I didn't know that was in Philadelphia.
Yeah, the girl that was on the show went to Temple.
Okay, cool. Yeah, yeah, that's awesome.
So I got my mom liked it so much I bought her the whole freaking series of it.
That's awesome. That's cool.
Yeah. Getting to the Phillies, why can't we ever, it's been forever since we had a dominant lights out closer. That's what we need. Bryce Harper hits a home run to go ahead 9-8.
Yeah.
And you need a closer to come in and shut the door here.
Yeah.
I mean, your middle relief is going to be middle relief, but you got to have a lights out closer.
It's a shame because Knebel's been decent, you know, but I hear you.
I'm not crazy about a two-pitch pitcher, though.
I agree with you.
I just, you know, I think he needs to develop a cutter or maybe a
listen,
a
and like here's the thing. I want a guy that throws fire. Absolute fire.
Yeah, I want a guy who can throw
fire. I don't mind you throw two pitches, but as long as one's fire.
But the one pitch, he never
Josh Hader.
But the curveball, he never throws for strikes. That's the problem.
Yeah, he is breaking pitch. You're right.
Yeah. And the one hope that we all have is that the farm system has gotten much, much better.
Yeah, it's just going to take a little time because... Yeah,
well, you got to wait till like 2024.
Right, yeah.
Because they got that kid down there in the farm system, man, he can just absolutely fire.
They got some decent arms.
Yeah.
Low A, but, you know, I feel you. I mean,
and my dad said,
look, Klentak killed them.
Yeah.
Just absolutely killed them.
And their top four prospect hit a home run last night, and my dad likes him. I can't remember his name now. Yeah.
Well, my brother, listen, I'm glad you have some positivity.
Yeah, I love the Phillies. I mean, it's just, you know, I just...
See, that's Eunice. That should make you feel good.
Warms my heart. Thank you, Joe.
All right, my brother.
All right,
take care, buddy. See that?
It's still crazy to me that Jonathan Papelbon is the all-time saves leader in Phillies franchise history.
Yeah.
Like, how insane is that?
Yeah, well, they've...
Jonathan Papelbon, who was here during a rebuild.
Right.
Well, they tried winning. It was that 2012, 13, 14, but... And then you're going to move on. It was going to be Ken Giles after that. Then you moved on from him, which was fine.
Well, you had to.
Yeah.
They weren't winning. Straight into Houston.
So, yeah. Yeah, they need a closer. Now, I do appreciate that Rob Thompson is, you know, they have a role. Like, Knebel is the closer. It's just he hasn't been pitching well in the last couple of outings. He even complained about shoulder soreness, like, 4 days ago.
I know.
And why is he out there?
I hear you, brother. No, listen. That's always been the Phillies closer is akin to the Phillies outfield, homegrown outfield.
Yeah.
They for some reason.
Yeah, if it wasn't for Brad Lidge.
I mean, wow.
What goes on that year?
I know. It's amazing. Chris, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Yo, Chris.
Hey, Cubs. How you doing, buddy?
What's going on, Chris? How you been, buddy?
Yeah, good to talk to you, man.
You too, brother.
For a little bit. Listen, I think if you're a Phillies fan and you love the Phillies, you're not a Phillies fan if you write things like that, derogatory, this and that. That's first of all. Second of all, case in point, I'm a big Phillies fan for a long time, okay? And I love the Phillies. And I'm willing to give them, look, they really put the team together, I thought, hitting-wise.
Yeah.
They still lack that deficiency, because, Anthony, and pitching and defense. So when they lose, in a matter of fact, of their pitching, which is three-quarters of the time now they've lost because of their pitching, that infuriates me. Okay, so I get real upset. I'm going to let it go because I'm a fan. But I can see why the fans get so pissed off.
Yeah, you also know it's... Yeah, except here's the problem, right? Is okay. That because of the previous regime, you have no prospects that were ready. Yeah. So you have to buy your whole team. So the money he's invested in. Like, I can't kill him over Familia. He was taking a chance.
Oh, my God.
He stinks. You're right. He stinks.
He was horrible with the Mets. That's all I'm saying. Why go get him?
Because he's cheap, and you're trying to fill out a pen.
Yeah.
You got to take a flyer.
Okay, but I don't know. That's why I think people get upset, because they know the deficiencies you're going in with the ball club. It's the same thing as the Eagles. The Eagles did a wonderful job drafting and picking up the dude from Tennessee. The wide receiver,
AJ Brown.
They're still stuck with Jalen Hurts. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but just in think about this, right, Chris?
Okay.
Because you're a great sports fan.
Thank you.
You know, you can't rebuild the team overnight. Like, that's why it takes you a few seasons. And you know, listen, he's got Jalen Hurts has every opportunity to take the job.
Okay.
And if he doesn't, then you got two picks next year. To go get you the quarterback, right?
Can I ask you one question, Anthony?
You can do whatever you want. Yeah.
What do you think is going to be the lack of what the Eagles don't have this year?
Well, I don't think they're ready to. Well, you think they're a Super Bowl team? I don't think they're a Super Bowl team.
Well, yesterday I listened to every word you were saying about the 12 and 13.
I'm having fun with it, you know. But do I think that they can win double-digit games? Absolutely. And it's all going to come down to Hurts.
And from then on, you never know.
Right. I mean, I just look at that AFC. It's just incredible. But you're right. It's one game. Listen, ultimately, it comes down to Jalen to me, how good they are.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, well, thank you for your knowledge.
Oh, no, nah, Chris, always a pleasure, brother. Nah, you're the man.
Wildwood. I'll hook you up.
Oh, I love it. Thanks, bud. Appreciate it, brother. Take it easy. I mean, to me, it all comes down to Jalen. Their offense is legit, and they got players now on defense. We were doing it yesterday. Now, I was giving you 14-3, and that was a little hyperbole, which I said. But, I mean, this schedule plays out. I think he won double-digit games easily. Time for some morning thoughts.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for morning thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up! Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because, what were you thinking about this morning?
So, I was thinking about brand loyalty. My Anthony is loyal to the frozen pizza brand, the Del Giorno's. So one of the reasons why I had to run to the Heritage is that we were just going to go light last night, and he wanted like a frozen pizza. So he likes the Del Giorno Rising Crust.
Okay.
All right. Well, they didn't have the Del Giorno Rising Crust. By the way, it's got to be plain. No pepperoni, God forbid, you know, anything else. No toppings. Gotta be plain. Four cheese or whatever. That's what he wants.
Okay.
So they had this stuffed crust. And you would have think that this dude was like, you know, a detective. He went, this isn't Del Giorno.
Oh my God.
Rising crust. I said, Daddy, it's the stuffed crust.
If anything, it's better. You got a little more to the crust.
I go, it's stuffed crust. Daddy, I like the rising crust. I go, Dad, they didn't have it. Just eat it. It's good.
Says you.
I mean, he ate it, and he was like, it's okay. But I like the rising crust better. And it's got to be the Del Giorno, because I had to get him the Del Giorno. One time, I got him like Paul Newman. The Newman's Own pizza.
Yeah.
He didn't eat it.
Wait, you scoffed at it?
He took a bite and went, I don't like it.
Are you serious?
And I know it was only because of the box.
Wow.
I was wrong with the Newman pizza. It's a good pizza. And it's charitable. It's good, you know, whatever. It's frozen
so
pizza.
So he's loyal to like, that to me, specific frozen pizza.
It's frozen pizza.
Well, yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, what are you going to do? It's frozen pizza. Like, I agree there's a couple brands better than the other, but frozen pizza. You eat the pizza.
Yeah. I mean, I like
it. But he's loyal to the Del Giorno Rising Crust.
I like a California Select. That's like the Acme brand.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Not the California Pizza Kitchen.
No, the California Select.
I refuse to eat. You know what's funny about that? I refuse to eat. I never would buy. I would never go to the California Pizza Kitchen nor buy their frozen pizza.
Why?
Because I'm anti the fact that California, it's California pizza. Fake me out. Fake chef type of pizza.
Oh, okay. All right, so you're loyal to the Philadelphia brand. How's
no,
that?
I'm not loyal. I'm just anti.
Like,
it's California pizza. Get the hell out of here.
All right.
But here's my question to you. What is the brand that you're loyal to? Little Ant is loyal to the Del Giorno Rising Crust.
Can this be outside of food?
It could be anything.
Because I'm wearing my Nike golf shirt today, my Nike sneakers. I have purchased Nike sneakers ever since I've been buying my own shoes, except one time I got the A6 for the half marathon because they're supposed to be good support for long distance running. And I felt dirty purchasing them.
Did you?
Because yeah. It wasn't Nike. because that's the and look, I have Mikey's socks. Right. I have a lot of Bobo socks for the winter time because I don't care if they get messed up. But like my sock drawer is Nike. I can't go double, you know, I can't go a Nike shoe, Under Armour sock. People do that. Bob Cooney does that. The double brand. I don't agree with the double brand.
That's funny, guy.
Unless the sock doesn't show.
Once in a blue moon. I hear you on that.
I try to avoid it.
I'm like, there's like three brands that I'm a Nike guy, but I'm also a Puma man.
Yes, you are.
And I like the...
You're an Under Armour guy.
Under Armour. I do like Under Armour a lot. And I have all three socks. I have the Nike socks, the Puma socks, and the Under Armour socks.
Okay. I'm trying to think. I'm a Turkey Hill ice cream guy. Like, if I were to buy ice cream at the store, it's always...
Oh, you're a Turkey Hill guy?
Always Turkey Hill.
Breyers.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. But I go Turkey Hill
first.
I rock
the Breyers. I'm always Breyers. Now, Little Link will do the Turkey Hill. The Breyers. He loves his ice cream.
Ice cream's delicious, man. There was something I tried recently. I got to find out what the brand is. I saw it at the Target one day. And it was like a bunch of stuff mixed into one little container. It's delicious, dude. It was almost like a gelato, you know, fake gelato in a jar. But it had like chocolate pieces. Like, dude, it was delicious. I remember I got it. Like, it was right before Cooper was born.
Oh, yeah?
Like, Christy was like, can you go get me some ice cream? So I got her the ice cream. And, dude, it was really good. I got to find that one out. But, no, I'm usually a Turkey Hill guy.
Okay. You go Turkey Hill ice cream. All right.
Yeah.
Here's something we disagree on. Like, there's some brands I'm out. Like, I won't go near a Lay's potato chip.
Oh, I love a Lay's.
I know
the
you do.
Lay's barbecue is a top chip of mine.
Speaking of the barbecue chip, I brought this up to you because they wanted chips. And I got them over the weekend. They wanted like hoagies. What happened to the Hers barbecue?
What do you mean what happened?
You know, the orange, the gold bag?
Yeah.
The Hers barbecue? I don't see it.
Maybe it's just out of stock?
They have the other one that's like a sweet and tangy.
Like a honey barbecue?
Honey barbecue, that's it. I don't like that. I don't know what happened to the gold bag, dude.
There's no way there's like a barbecue shortage, is there?
I don't know. I don't know where they add on the gold bag. I'm hoping they didn't move on from it.
No, there's no way. It's one of the originals.
Dude, I've not seen it.
No, you're going to...
I've seen the honey bar... I'd say the honey barbecue.
I have to stop by a grocery store today. If I find the regular barbecue, I will get it for you.
No, I don't want it. I'm just saying...
All right, I'll keep an eye out for you.
Yeah, because in case they won't say... I'm trying not to keep that around, but
I'll take a picture.
I love the Hers, and...
Or I'll get it for the kids. Uncle Chunis will get them the Hers barbecue. Aunt, this morning, I was thinking about something I did yesterday. Because obviously, Christy and I were kind of doing the same thing over and over again with the baby. It's not like we can go out as much as we used to. So yesterday, when I came home from work, or on my way home from work, I gave her a call. I was like, dude, I'm hungry. And I could also go for a beer. Do you want to go out to lunch? Which, our hours, 10 to 2... Like, my lunch is normally a couple of picky things here at the station, but I don't really sit down. I don't do anything like that. It was wonderful. Sat down, had a beer, had a couple of picky items because there was a happy hour going on at the same time. But, dude, the lunch, I think, is underrated. Like, the going out to lunch. Because everybody eats lunch at work, but going out to lunch, it was awesome. There's nobody there. It's nice and quiet. Had the baby in the stroller, man. What?
What are you excited about, lunch?
What's wrong with lunch?
It's about lunch.
What do you mean? Like, I basically ate the same stuff I would eat at night. Just ate it at 3 o'clock by the time we got there. 3:15.
I don't like lunch.
How do you not like lunch?
I
see why you don't like breakfast, because you don't like the egg, but how do you not like lunch? It's the same items.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, I don't get the whole big. You're all excited about Liz lunch.
Oh, dude, it was nice going out to lunch. It was awesome.
Yeah, I don't get going out to lunch.
Like, I remember, like, my mom, when she would let me skip school for a day, we'd go out to get lunch. It was nice.
All right.
It's like if you got a cheesesteak.
Here's about lunch.
It's like if you ordered a cheesesteak, we ate it here, but instead you're eating it at a restaurant.
Yeah, I don't like going out to lunch.
Why?
I like going out to dinner.
Okay. But we didn't want to go out to dinner. Well, I was hungry at that moment, so I said I had a little lunch. And you know what? It was nice.
I'm happy for you. Yeah.
How are you anti-lunch?
I don't see why you're all excited over lunch.
Yeah, but I don't see how you're so anti. Like, you're, like, against it.
If you like it, good for you. You're all excited over lunch. You're such an early dude. You're the same dude goes to dinner at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, but no. It's a little bit different out the baby.
You went to dinner. Let me go to a nice romantic dinner. It was 5 o'clock you went out.
Yeah, man.
Who goes to a romantic dinner at 5 o'clock?
That's what she wanted.
But that's dude. Weird. Listen, I love your wife. She's a sweetheart. That's weird. Nobody goes to a romantic dinner at 5 o'clock.
It was nice, man.
Unless you're 80 years old.
We watched the sunset.
Sunset.
Wait, so you're anti, like, what is wrong with lunch?
I don't see why you're so excited. Dude, here's about lunch.
A nice afternoon beer. I got the sliders. It was nice. Little pickies.
I got the sliders.
Dude, it's great.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, no.
That's so weird that you're, like, totally against lunch.
I'm not against it.
You seem against it.
I'm just not. That's not like something I get excited. Like, you're legitimately excited about.
I had a good time, and you know, my morning thought was, how come we don't do that more often? Like, we work nice hours where I could go out for a late lunch.
You also can go out to dinner. Well, you have the baby now, so it's different.
Oh, yeah.
Things change when you have kids.
Right, and that's why I thought lunch would be a good deal. We went out, and I was like, wow, this is really nice. I'm pro-lunch. I think lunch is slept on.
All right. Yeah, you know.
Or would you go lunch or breakfast? What's your power rank? Okay.
I detest breakfast.
All right, so there you go.
But I'm a 90%, 95% dinner. Night.
I'm a lunchman.
Yeah, you.
I'm going to put out a poll.
You do that.
Ed checks in. The Talenti gelato layer. And it was cookies and cream. Dude, it was so good.
Yeah?
Yeah, thank you for knowing exactly what I'm talking about. Zach said it as well.
The Talenti?
Yeah, dude, I'm going to send you a photo of it. You can see where you get the different layers as you eat it down. Dude, it's fantastic.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
That sounds
so good.
That does sound good. 610-632-0975. Lunch. My boy gets excited over lunch.
I'm a simple man.
You know what I don't get either? The lunch date. Like, if you're single and you're going out, why would you go to a lunch date?
I'll do, like, a Saturday lunch. That's nice.
The dinner greater than the lunch. What are you going to do with the lunchtime? If it's a date.
I don't know.
They go, oh, there's no pressure.
Well, Isaac Jackson.
Go get some drinks.
Going out to lunch is banging. I'm with Tunis here.
All right. That's good. At least they're not torturing you like they did with the Phillies.
Yeah. I mean, they hate the Phillies. It's 6-1-0. They love lunch, but they hate the Phillies.
All right. Let me tell you about the Bet Parks app. Yes, the Bet Parks app in play. We got some big games coming up, right? You got game one of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight. You got the NBA Finals with the C's they're back against the wall in game six. That's tomorrow night. You got Phillies baseball this afternoon. You got all kinds of great sporting events. And by the way, right now you can bet on every Eagle game. So I go 14-3. You can bet them all the whole season. The Big Brain has done that on the Bet Parks app. And the U.S. Open. You got all of that right there at your fingertips. Just make sure you go get it from the App Store. When you sign up, use the code FANATIC. That gets you risk-free up to $750. Just remember, you got to be in PA. You got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
across the Delaware Valley. 11 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers. That is where Philly gets engaged.
The Wandering Bear checks in. He, too, is a fan of the Talenti gelato ice cream thing. But he wants to confirm that there is still Hers barbecue chips out there. Don't worry. He just had
to. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen them.
That's weird.
I feel like I haven't seen them. VG, Talenti is fantastic. And he's also a lunchman.
Yeah, dude, I don't understand your anti-lunch sentiment.
It's not anti-lunch as much as it's...
You're anti-lunch, just admit it.
No, you got all giddy over lunch. I go, I...
Yeah, because it's not something you do every day. Like, I don't think there's somebody that goes out to lunch every day. Going out to dinner is way more, you know, popular than going out to lunch. You go out to lunch, you go, wow, that was nice.
I first of all, I don't like to go out middle of the day. Listen, every once in a while, we should do Sunday day drink. That's fun.
It's beautiful.
Like, a day drink is fun. But I don't need to go eat some meal. I'll be honest with you. Okay. You're all excited over it. I mean, that's good. You ask me if I'm just not a lunchman. I go out, dinner, nighttime. That to me is, like, when I was on the road and I was always out, right? If I had a free day, like if I would eat, you know, in the room or whatever. I don't know, but I would never go out to eat lunch. Always at night.
Man, a lunch beer, it's fantastic. Little Miss Sunshine checks in, or LM Sunshine Mary, excuse me. Cousins, too many rules. Just called out his son for being picky. Wonder where he gets it from. Lunch is the best. Sometimes it runs into dinner. And a lunch date is good in case the date is a dud. Could be short and sweet.
Okay, well, I'm assuming that it's going to be a good date. Like, if you're going to go out on a date, wouldn't you rather go to dinner than lunch? Like, if you're going to lunch, you're going under the premise that it's a dud. I can get out, and I'm not blowing a night. Night greater than day. You're saying, she's Little Miss Sunshine is saying that.
Just in case.
She's already telling you. No, listen. By her saying that lunch, in case it's a dud, already she's admitting that the night date is better than the day date.
We'll have to find out if she does night dates or not.
So she just admitted it by saying, well, case is a dud, go to lunch. Assuming that it's not a dud, you're at nighttime.
The Gabriel checks in.
What's Gabe say?
The late lunch where you catch the happy hour is a strong move, which is what we lucked out with. It sets a tone for the rest of the night. I'd rather do
3 o'clock is not happy hour,
I'd
Holmes.
Rather do that than stir gravy for 14 hours like Henry's kid brother just to enjoy one meal.
I don't get that.
Neither do I. That was the end of the tweet.
Let me ask you a question. You said, I like happy hour. Now, happy hour is different. You go out happy hour. Happy hour is 5 to 7.
I could, no.
Or 5 to 8.
That's not happy hour.
Yes, it is.
You go to a restaurant, you're not going to get a happy hour at 8 o'clock.
All right, well, 5 to 7, I guess.
Nah, dude, it's like 4 to 6 at this point. Happy hours at restaurants are early, man.
Happy hour at the bar.
Yeah, they're done at like 5, 6 o'clock because they want people to be paying top dollar when they're there at the normal time, which is at 6 o'clock.
Nobody eats dinner at 6 o'clock. Only you, because you're 90. You eat dinner at 6 o'clock. Who eats dinner at 6 o'clock?
Dude,
that's not dinner.
A lot of people.
Oh,
you're alone with your 8:30, 9 o'clock, midnight dinners. You're all alone.
6 o'clock is not dinner.
Dude, yes it is.
Get the hell out of here.
That was my entire life was 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock?
I married Christy. Her family was a 5 o'clock spot.
I'm talking about going out. I'm not talking about being at home. You're going out. You go out to eat dinner. You don't go out to eat 6 o'clock to go out to eat dinner.
Yes, you do. People do.
Dude, that's weak. Happy hour, is 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock.
But that doesn't happen anymore, man. You go out, happy hour is 4 o'clock.
Happy hour is not 3 o'clock.
Happy hour is 4. We were there at 3:30, went into happy hours. Nice.
Get the hell out of here.
Tooch is a lunchman.
How's he a lunchman? He works all day. He's a lawyer. He's not a lawyer.
Yeah, but these lawyers go out to lunch. They have these meetings.
Okay, well, is that you much rather go to dinner. If you're saying you prefer lunch over dinner, is what you're saying.
No, I think it's underrated, though, the lunch. I got to call Kevin.
It's underrated, the lunch?
Yeah, because people don't go out for lunch often.
First of all, happy hour is 5 to 7.
Where do you see that?
What do you mean, where do I see it? 90% of places. Now, granted, with the kids, I'm not out like that. But it should be. That's what it should be. And 6 o'clock, nobody eats dinner at. You're not going to go to dinner. I told you this before. You don't go to dinner when it's light out. That's stupid, Junis. That's not romantic. Oh, my God. I got VG calling up about lunch with this lunch thing. Everybody like, oh, let's go breakfast. Breakfast blows, all right? I hate breakfast. And then now you're going to just shove the lunch thing down my throat.
Lunch is great, man. It's underrated. It is underrated.
Kevin,
what are you doing? Lunch is phenomenal.
Oh, God, you too.
And then you wait till 8 o'clock for dinner?
Oh, my God. So you go out, you're going to go for a nice dinner, you and your wife.
Yeah.
What time's the reservation?
Usually it's around, like, I would say 7 o'clock, because we get there around 6:30, get some, cocktails, and then 7 o'clock is like the perfect, I think, window.
What, are you turned into a pumpkin?
Oh, wait a second.
My God, you're going to rush home, be home by 9? I got this kid. No. This kid goes out. He wanted to go for a romantic dinner, him and his wife. He goes out at 4 o'clock.
It was nice.
It's the ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You're going to go for a nice romantic dinner, and you're going to go out. It's daytime.
Does he live in Del Boca Vista? That's my
question. Exactly.
But 8 o'clock is also ridiculous.
No, it's 8 o'clock. I do 9. I'm a 9:30 guy.
Well, are you, like, from Italy and Spain? Like, okay, are you a European? Like, 9 o'clock for dinner?
Ooh, yeah, well, man, listen, you have drinks. Call. You go out at 8. You get drinks around 8, 8:30.
Lunch, too? You skip lunch? Like, what kind of mood are you in at 8 o'clock, then, if you're
I'm loving it. I get my martinis, my gin and tonic, whatever.
Oh,
if I'm going to dinner, I'm going to go, going to go around 8, have a few cocktails, hang around, and then 9:30, I'm going to have dinner.
Now you're going to 9:30, the 9:30 window. You're bold there. You're bold skipping lunch and having some cocktails, and then you're
waiting. That's not bold. Bold. How's that bold? If you're going to go, you're going to do a romantic night out.
Yeah. Yeah.
What, you want to be home by 10?
No, I didn't say I wanted to be home by 10. But listen, you can have some cocktails. You can have a good dinner starting at 7. Because listen, it's going to probably, you're probably not getting
7's early. Come on, Buzz. 7 o'clock is early.
7:45, right? And then afterwards, you don't have to feel rushed. You can have another cocktail. You can chill. Like, you can still
rush.
Enjoy
it's rush. I like to close the joint. I want to be there, whatever, till midnight, 12:30, and then go get another drink, nightcap, somewhere else.
Well, okay, I'm with you on go to another place for another
You
time.
Should go to another. You should always go get a nightcap somewhere else.
Yes. You're feeling good, and you're like,
right.
Yeah, I get you. I feel you on that. That's probably the only thing you and I are. I'm leaning on the Tunis train here on this. Not 4 o'clock, but I'm leaning.
What time's happy hour?
So happy hour is 5 o'clock when you're talking about a guy that's,
okay.
That's my window where I'm working.
Yes, that's what I said. Five to seven.
5 to 7.
That's happy hour.
There's no restaurants. Oh, you're coming for a $3 Miller Lite. It's 7 o'clock.
Dude, 5 to 7 is happy hour. You said he said 3 o'clock.
What? That's where some places
that's
start.
Not happy hour.
Some places start at 3. Some places start at 4. Nobody goes to 7. That's prime time.
Oh, my God. It ends at 7. Starts at 5. I don't understand this anymore.
There's a lot going on in Philly sports land today, Kevin.
Kevin, I don't get it.
Well, listen, with this bullpen by committee, you want to extend happy hour. Let me tell you, you want to extend it all the way to midnight.
All right, so let me throw two things at you. Actually, so I went and solicited strangers for their opinions on the four teams. All right? So okay. The Phillies' opinion I got was that they don't feel close to the team. Like, they don't feel a kinship yet with the players. Because I go, well, they got Bryce. And they go, yeah, you know. And the guy said to me, well, you know, Nola's not Hamels. And he's like, yeah. I'm still kind of like arm's length with these guys. He said he don't hate them. He didn't dislike them, but did not get to next to them.
Uh-huh. I can see that. You don't want to give your heart away to somebody that's going to fumble it. And honestly, there's too many nights like last night where you're giving your heart away and they don't know what to do with it, you know? And then it's hard to trust the bullpen. And when you bring up the idea of Hamels, you're bringing up the charm of that window of 2007, 2008, 2009. And listen, man, 2008 was so magical because we knew that no matter what, if we have a lead, we've got Brad Lidge to shut things down, right? And then when you can get in that comfort zone, there is a charm to it. There's a relationship building.
Yes.
Case and Ryan Howard.
That's
and
right.
Rollins. And teams that you, players that you've seen go through this system. Look at the love affair that we have with certain athletes. They are farmhands, right? They are guys that we have seen grow with us, right? And listen, Bryce is amazing. I love Bryce. I think Bryce has done everything right about an outside free agent coming to Philadelphia. This team is also a bunch of guys that we don't have a lot of connection with the farm system, right? We don't have a connection with the growth. We want to have the connection with Aaron Nola. Aaron Nola has messed with our heart many, many times. And unfortunately, when the sixth inning comes around, he has no care for our feelings. So it's tough to kind of form that relationship. I understand that reasoning.
So then I asked somebody else about the Flyers because you have the, you know, think about the finals tonight. And
yep.
They were like, the guy was wistful about the Flyers. He was a hockey fan. Yep. But he said, you know what? He goes, honestly, I don't think about them. I don't. They're so far out of my radar. And he said, they're like a long-lost friend that I think I'll never see again.
Nailed it. And you want to know why? This has nothing to do with the players. This has everything to do with the organization up top. Because even when the Flyers were low, that fan base and dedication, regardless, hey, no matter what, management understands us. And I think there's been a huge disconnect over the years. Specifically, do they really get us? Do they understand our commitment and how passionate we are regardless of the product? And I think after just beating you down multiple times and the nonsense of not listening to the fan base over the last 3 to 4 years, complete disconnect, and it's not because of the players. I think it's specifically from the top.
So then my Eagles guy, I wanted to find out about Nick Sirianni, because I like Sirianni a lot. And the guy said, in fact, he even said to me, he goes, listen, I listen to you all the time. He goes, I don't get what you see with this Sirianni. He goes, I don't understand it a little bit. He goes, he's got a ways to show me that he's an NFL coach and he's not wet behind. He goes, he's so wet behind the ears. He goes, what do you like, the T-shirts? He gave me one of those things. And I go, dude, I thought he was professional. I loved how he handled the play calling situation. I said I loved the fact that he morphed his whole offense into a run-based offense. You don't do that overnight.
No,
and you don't have the personnel, and you can finally adjust after. Listen, we were banging our heads after 4 or 5 weeks, right? And then, you know, it felt like there was a click where, hey, I have to adjust to what's around me and what this roster is. I bet you that same feeling he has for Nick Sirianni right now is the feeling he probably had for Doug Peterson after one season, right? There wasn't a connection that I think many of us had with Doug Peterson in the beginning, especially after year one. It grew with that team, specifically in 2017 as the season was progressing, right? That there was a 2017 charm about that family thing that we saw with that team,
right?
That the 2008 Phillies had, and you grow with that. It's the same vibe.
Right, you got to win first, right? Like, you got to win first, and everybody loves a winner. Everybody gets next to the winner.
100%. And I'm okay with Nick, man. I think Nick made some great adjustments, and I know I was one of them. I gave him a lot of junk about trying too hard with the shirts and the phrases and all, and it was just like, all right, we're trying too hard. But he earned a lot of my respect of how he handled the second half of the season.
I'll be honest with you, and this is probably definitely not popular, but if you ask me, I say Nick greater than symbol, Doug. I do. I think the dude is a sharp guy, man.
Let's come back to that conversation.
I think Doug is a great leader and, you know, knows how to talk to players. Likeable.
Yeah.
I think Sirianni has more X and O ability.
Man, he won you over that much.
Yeah, I do. I think the dude's a smart dude. Even beforehand. I think he's a professional. I think he understands it. I do. I believe him. I believe in him.
I will revisit this conversation at the end of the year because I could be with you as well. But at the same time, I want to see. There's a lot more pressure this year than there was last year.
Of course, without a doubt. Well, my brother, we got to do dinner, Kev.
Brother, yeah. Wait a second. You want to give me the Sixers one?
Nah, I really don't, because we're up against it, and unfortunately, it's not a fun one.
Yeah. Okay.
You know. It's not fun. I don't even want to talk about because the dude's response was not a good positive one.
Okay. Well, listen, if I'm going to dinner with you, I will tell you this. I'm going to be having probably lunch and some snacks in between, thinking that we're eating at 9:30, all right?
You got it, buddy.
Appreciate you, brother.
You're the best, good. Brother. From ESPN, we love him, hometown hero Kevin Negandhi on the Comcast Business Hotline. It is funny how we all have our different likes, dislikes.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of debates going on the social media websites right now over the lunch.
Right, listen, I get it. I guess I'm in the minority with it.
See, Gagne checks in, not Simone. He says, not sure where Planet Anthony's from, but I've never been to a bar or restaurant that has happy hour 5 to 7. But Bob Cooney has checked in. There's a spot in Morristown that does a 4 to 7 happy hour on Fridays. That's a strong happy hour on a Friday. But not every place does.
Okay, so
that late.
There's probably a lot of 6 o'clock and 6 o'clock.
Yep.
I've been to 7 o'clock joints all throughout Center City. But whatever. Not at 3 o'clock. Happy hour to me was always 5 o'clock. You know. But the one I'll die, the hill that I'll die on is dinner. No, you don't go out to dinner before 8 o'clock. That's the hill I'll die on.
Oh, man.
Let me tell you about
Anthony!
That's right, my man Anthony Labruciano. Summertime, the right time to get Labruciano exteriors out to your house. Check on that roof, man. Make sure. He'll do it for you. Look at it. Assess it. Make sure it's not old, tired, maybe leaky. All right? Don't trust anyone. When it comes to your roof, please, Don't trust any company. Don't trust some guy, some, you know, oh, you can handle this jack of all trades kind of guy. No, no, no. Just trust Anthony and the roofing experts at Labruciano Roofing. All right. Him and his team at Labruciano Roofing, one of the few roofers in all of the land that has earned the prestigious honor of CertainTeed five-star select shingle master. That means the best warranty in the business. 50 years from the manufacturer, 25 years on the expert workmanship. Labruciano Roofing is repaired and replaces about every kind of roof out there. Call them now. Schedule an in-person, on-site estimate. Check out their hundreds of five-star Google reviews. Labruciano Roofing experts will explain your options, give you the peace of mind you're dealing with the best. Call them now. 610-265-ROOF. That's 610-265-ROOF. Or go to paroofpros.com. paroofpros.com. Labruciano Roofing, the shingle master.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
12 o'clock across the Delaware Valley.
Lunchtime.
I'm glad you're fired up over some lunch.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Phil's getting a break, by the way. No Lopez today.
No Lopez. They should win this series with a win today. Gibby, 168, minus 168 favorite for this game.
I mean, you got to be able to pound, though. I mean, you got this kid. He's really relieved. It's basically a bullpen game for the Marlins, so you should be able to pound today.
And they had to use some arms yesterday. The Marlins did. So,
this should be a bats day for the Fightins. Right?
Yeah, I mean, this is a good test, right? Everybody was saying, I still remember, after the Phillies swept the Angels and swept the Brewers, a lot of people said, well, let me see what they do against the Marlins. That'll determine whether or not this is actually real or not. They win a series against the Marlins. You had the guy reach out yesterday, Mufasa. Checked in yesterday.
Mufasa.
The ghost of the Marlins, right? So can they win this series? And if they do, that's four straight series wins. They're back over 500. I just hope from here on out it's not this win one, lose one, win one, lose one. You win today, and then you have a five-game series with the Nationals.
Yeah,
and you should win
now.
4 or 5.
Yes.
You should win 4 or 5. You got everybody going. Wheeler's going to pitch in a game that series. By the way, Rob Thompson, a couple of things. Rob Thompson announced that Corey Knebel will lose the closer role for now. I mentioned that shoulder tightness that he's been dealing with. I don't know why they still are pitching him through it. He clearly can't locate his curveball because of it. So he is out of the closer role. He'll be in non-high leverage situations, and they're going to do a committee between.
Yeah, I saw that it's Sir Anthony, which I like.
I'd rather just have Sir Anthony, period. Yeah. Like, if we're being completely honest with you, if I'm being honest with you, I'd rather just have Sir Anthony. I love roles. I love when people have roles. They know that in the ninth inning in a safe situation,
I agree.
I am pitching.
Yep.
I hate this. And that's an analytic thing, too. I hate the moving guys around. Even in everyday lineup, I hate that. Like, I want some. I would rather know if I'm batting third every single day as opposed to third one day, fifth the next, seventh the next, all because of splits. So I'd rather him just decide whether it's Sir Anthony or Brad Hand. But as long as Knebel's out, that's going to make a lot of people happy.
Yeah, I get you. I feel the same way. I'm a Sir Anthony. I always thought that Sir Anthony had, you know, something before the injury.
He's still been fantastic this year. I know he gave up the home run yesterday, but he's been electric this year.
I agree.
Some other stuff I wanted to bring up to you. Did you see who will be on the call for NBC as the color analyst?
No.
How about the clapper, Jason Garrett?
Oh, really?
Yes, he will be on for Football Night in America, not on the actual game, but
Jason Garrett.
Yeah.
So he was doing the USFL games.
Yes, as a coach, right, or as an analyst?
As an analyst.
Okay.
So I think he's bad.
Yeah, I do too. Remember that weird press conference he had last year where he told people to call him coach?
Yeah.
Remember he got angry?
Yeah.
He's like, it's coach. It's not Jason.
Yeah.
He's a weird dude.
I don't know how that's going to work.
They're dying to find somebody. Breeze was awful.
Yeah, he was terrible.
So now they're going to go with Jason Garrett.
Wow.
Also, Golden Tate. Did you see what's going on with Golden Tate?
I did not. Golden Jason, what is? We're stuck with Cowboys everywhere.
Oh yeah, it's disgusting. Golden Tate is trying out baseball at the age of 33. He's pulling a Tim Tebow.
I did see that.
Yeah, you know, he played well in college a long time ago, but he's going to give it a shot, Golden Tate. I was so excited when they traded for him.
Were you really?
Yeah.
I remember liking it, but
they didn't use him.
They didn't use him the right way.
No. It took until like week 17.
Do you remember that he went the next year was like the Giants and he was catching everything?
Yeah, they didn't use him. They traded for him and didn't use him. It was weird.
I didn't get it.
I thought he was going to be a perfect fit, and you needed a receiver at the time. That's when Carson was throwing it, you know, you and me.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't get it either. VG, he's a lunchman.
Oh, dude. You know what I think the problem with the lunch is? If you haven't worked like a 9-to-5 soul sucking office job, maybe you don't appreciate the lunch, but like a 1 o'clock lunch where you go out, you have a little salad and a couple cocktails, get a little buzz on, try and get through the end of the day, there's nothing better, man.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, when you're a music guy, when did you work?
I was in law school, man. I was working in a law firm, and that's when I got turned on to the whole lunch thing. There was nothing better. 1 o'clock, go out with a couple attorneys, they'd all get martinis, and we come back.
What was it, Wolf of Wall Street? You're drinking, you were McConaughey?
Yeah, that's what I was, pounding on my chest, humming around, making crazy noises.
And in 15 minutes, come back with two more.
So, like, I am with the tunis on lunch. I like the lunch. I am so far removed from him with his dinner habits.
Well, I mean, you're a night crawler, too, like
there
me.
There's no romantic dinner allowed while the sun is up.
That was my point to him.
It's like a play date at that point, an afternoon.
Come you guys on. Are so weird. Romance starts at a certain time.
Yeah, when the lunch is down.
If you're going to dinner, like if you're going for a night out.
Oh, it's romance o'clock, everybody. It's 7 o'clock at night. Or is that still too early?
7:30, 7 o'clock dinner feels like a preseason game. It doesn't feel like a real dinner.
It's yes.
It's got a janky feel to it.
Yes. Yes.
Ooh, weird.
I'm not just talking, you know, getting down to business. I mean, that's any time. But I'm talking if you're going to go out.
Yeah.
And go out and you know, enjoy a nice evening. Where you get a couple of drinks before, you have a nice meal, you go get a nightcap somewhere else.
Absolutely. I don't even eat before 7 o'clock in my house. By the time we finish our work and walk dogs and go to the gym or whatever, how do you eat before 7 o'clock? I don't get it.
She was early, man.
Early. We got Gibby on the bump today.
Yeah, they gotta win today.
I'm going down. I can't wait.
Are you?
Nice.
Yeah, man. I'm leaving work.
You go to about 30 games a year?
Probably. I got a 17 game plan, and then I try and go to like, you probably go to like a dozen other ones with friends.
So let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
This team.
Yeah.
Because I asked the guy yesterday, we talked about fights, and he said that he didn't feel close to the, like, close to them.
Well, I mean, the Bashers, I mean, it's a new team. The Bashers have only been here a couple months.
Right.
I don't know. I feel close to them, but Tunis is right. There is a certain level of heat. I mean, I got a bartender who bet me against the over-under, and every time they lose, he can't wait. It's almost like he's just proven how smart he is.
It goes back to your point, Andrew.
I'm just trying to have fun with the team and get through the summer. I don't think they're going to win the World Series, but he's got to be the smart guy who's just like...
Yeah, but why? Like, I don't understand it. First of all, it's undeniable that they got lumber, right? They're going to get hit. So what are you trying to say?
They can hit with anybody, and with Nola and Wheeler pitching the way they are, they got a shot. They got a puncher's chance.
Right. Nobody's saying World Series anyway, but you can't make a playoff run. I mean,
yeah, they're playoff material. With the wild card, with the extra wild card.
Exactly.
And two teams get a bye.
I don't understand why you would root against them. I don't get that.
I don't get it, but hopefully it's a 5-hour game today. End at 6. I get right into happy hour and have a good night. Go to dinner at 8:30 tonight.
You
take it easy, fellas.
Enjoy, VG.
Enjoy lunch at the ballpark. I had a guy call in over the weekend, and he basically said to me, I'd rather them not even make the playoffs because I know that if they make it as the final wild card team, they'll get swept by the Dodgers. Well, there's the top two seeds get a bye this year. So that's not even factually correct.
Well, the other thing, in baseball, it does, to me, in baseball, you always want to make the playoffs because you never know.
Yeah, I mean, Zach Wheeler.
You never know when a team gets hot.
Zach Wheeler gives you a chance to have a 1-0 series lead, and it's a best of three. So now you're one win away.
And baseball is different in that in baseball, it's not always the best team. The Phillies were in 2011, they were clearly the best team in baseball.
102 wins.
They were better than anybody that year. And what happened? They ran into this Cardinal team. And it just, there was a couple of, it's a short series, which is why I always think it's Fugazi, but it's a 5-game series. And what happens? Cliff Lee gets banged around and then you lose a 1-0 game. Yep. And there's no doubt in my mind, if they get past the Cardinals, that there's another plane of existence in the multiverse.
They won.
Where they won that year.
Yep.
I believe it. All day long.
One more piece of news that I've yet to bring to your attention. The Utah Jazz, per ShamWow, are interviewing Sam Cassell for their open head coaching job. And Sixers fans all over are already starting to get upset. Because they want Cassell to replace Doc. So Sam Cassell interviewing for the head coaching job.
So I'll get to my Sixer question, and it had to do with Doc, and it had to do really with the state of the team, and the response I got was not fun. I'll get to the Sixers and the Eagles coming up. You heard the Sirianni thing, which confused me.
Yeah.
Danny's in Connecticut. Danny boy, what do you say, my brother?
What's up, man?
What are you doing, buddy?
You got your boy VG on his way to the Phils. I'm on my way up to Boston to go to Fenway tonight.
Are you really?
Yeah, we got a meeting up there, but first time our team is actually getting together live, you know, since COVID. So we have like a boondoggle where we get together 3 to 5 today.
Yeah, you gotta love a boondoggle.
Gotta love it. And then a little bit, and then a meeting tomorrow, 8 to 11, and I'm on my way back to Connecticut after that. So
nice. Enjoy yourself.
Thanks, brother. Hey, yeah, dude, I'm kind of, I feel the way that guy that you bumped into at the Heritage store feels. It's not that I can't connect with the team because of the players. I just recognize that the team is, they're just not complete. Like, thankfully, Andrew just broke the news that Knable's going to be removed from,
right.
From the closer position because he's just not a lights-out closer. You had a caller earlier that said, Phillies need it. Why can't we have a lights-out closer? And they have guys that, like, Familia, he's no longer even a serviceable reliever. And they don't have a center fielder, and they don't have a leadoff guy.
Well, again, here's the problem, though, Dan, is that what I told that caller is here's the issue. You went years where the farm system yielded nothing.
Right.
You can only buy so much. Like, I don't like Familia either. It was a one-year, $5 million deal. In baseball, that's nothing.
I agree. And they're in the position they're in because of Klentak and all these other
things. That's right.
I get it. And I totally get that. But that also doesn't change the fact that I feel as though, like, I'm ready every time one of these guys comes in. I'm like, 8-4? This game's not over.
You're ready for that. Okay.
And the shoe always drops. And right. I feel bad for, like, my 11-year-old boy, I got two boys right around the same age as yours. Like, I feel guilty that I am raising them the right way as a diehard Philly fan, because up here, they're like my son said to me, he's 13, last night he goes, You know what, Dad? The Phillies are just draining. I didn't even know he knew how to even use that word in that way. And they are. They drain. They suck the life out of you and with these how they lose these games.
But let me ask you, though, because they just won 10 of 11.
Yeah, you know what, can I speak to that?
Yeah.
They won 10 of 11 to get to where they are, to what they are, a 500 team. Under Kapler, they were a 500 team. Under Girardi, they were a 500 team. They're just a 500 team. When they win 10 in a row to go 10 games over 500, then talk to me.
Okay, so what about this, Dan? They're together for 15 minutes, right? They just put this team together. And the one thing that you know, as being a good sports fan, as you are, you're a good sports fan.
Yeah.
They do have lumber. I mean, real lumber.
They do. And that's going to keep them afloat for the season. But I need them to go 5-10 games over 500 for me to be, like, convinced. And they need to.
I'm not telling you they're going to win the World Series, right? I'm not telling you. Look, because here's the other thing. The Braves don't lose. They just win every game, right? So, whatever. I'm saying you can make the playoffs. You make the playoffs, all right. Like, that's a start. They haven't made the playoffs in 10 years. Yeah. So, my wants are pretty modest.
Yes, mine too. Listen, I'm all in. I watch every game. I brought my son down 2 weeks ago to the Phillies game to see Trout and then the Phillies play. So, I'm all in. I want to see a couple of these holes patched, whether it's a leadoff guy, center field, a solid reliever. And then let's see what happens from there.
All right, Dan, great call. Listen, it's a great call, Danny. Enjoy it, buddy. It really is. It's a great call. It's a great conversation piece. I get it. I guess it's all about how you approach it. So Judas and I kind of approach it the same way, which is, listen, I think they have some.
They have talent.
They got lumber, like real lumber.
21 and 29 did not make sense.
Like, listen, last year, I didn't believe in them.
Bamboo Brad.
I just enjoyed Harper. That was it. All right? I was just like, I love Harper. It was fun. So when the Chulis is doing the Chulis train, I said to him, I go, I don't believe in him, but for you, I'll hang in a bar car. And, you know, it was pretty easy to figure out. You don't need to be, you know, Dallas Green to figure out that team was a fake. But this team, when you add two big-time hitters, like Cassiano's going to hit, to this lineup, all of a sudden, things change a little bit. Look, JT's in the slump. I get it. Cassiano's hasn't hit yet. He will. And then, you know, you look at him now. I mean, that lineup is formidable. You got to get a center fielder, and you need, obviously, bullpen. The pitching is the big deal.
And starter.
You need another starter, too. All right, we got two open lines. You want to hang with us. Fun conversation, fun day today.
We have a lunch poll also up and running on the midday account. We'll give it to you on the other side.
I can't wait.
I know. It's what you came into work for.
I can't wait. But I need to know too, Tunis, what brands are you loyal to?
I'll put that tweet out right now.
610-632-0975 is how you join us. Cuz Radio with the Chulis 97.5, the Fanatic. Let's talk a little Bagster. I'm loyal to the Bagster. Any kind of home project that, you know, you got, cleaning out the garage, you're cleaning out the attic, you got the basement, you got maybe you're redoing the bathroom, you got stuff around. Listen, the Bagster bag and handle it. So it's not the unsightly big dumpster that's a hassle. It's a bag. You go and buy it at Home Depot, Lowe's, all of your hardware stores for just, think about it, $29.99. That's it, man. It's incredible. And you just get it, you unfold it, and you start to fill it. And it's that easy. It holds 3,300 pounds of waste, and it's got all the girth. The best part about it, it's on demand. If you only got weekends free, it's there for you. You fill it at your leisure, then you call Waste Management. They'll come get it. It's a great product. Go to thebagster.com. They got all the details. Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up. this summer with the Bagster dumpster in a bag.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. Lunchtime across the Delaware Valley. Tunis.
Sounds good to
get
me.
Get excited.
Like, you like lunch food?
I'm on anti-lunch. I mean, I'm on ripping lunch.
A little anti-lunch.
I'm not anti-lunch.
Like, you know, it was a nice time you and I, like, last year or whatever, pandemic or whatever, we went to the...
went to the bar.
The pub of Penn Valley.
Right.
We had a nice thing of wings. We went with the Chuck a second time.
Yes.
That was nice, man. That was right around 2:30. That's a lunch.
Yeah.
Had a few beers. What's wrong? That's beautiful, man.
I'm anti-lunch.
You sound anti-lunch. You laugh at the face of lunch.
I just prefer dinner to lunch. Like, you acted like lunch was like some new, you know, some mysterious thing.
Man, lunch is underrated. That's all I got to say. Our poll today is brought to us by Marvity Cans Heating and Air Conditioning. Marvity Cans Heating and Air Conditioning is open and able to assist
you. Our 12 o'clock hour is brought to you by Service First Heating and Air Conditioning. As I was about to do that, that's Brian, Service First Air Conditioning, Heating and Air Conditioning.
Yes. So I'll read that one later, but I'll just tell you that during Morning Thoughts, I brought up how lunch, going out to lunch is underrated. So the question, are you pro going out to lunch? And 72% say yes, and that it is underrated. 28% say no, just go to dinner, okay?
Yeah, you know, sometimes we hit on these things that are entirely weird.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's that deep.
Our man Slippin' Benny checks in.
Okay, what's Slippin' Benny say? I love Slippin' Benny.
He loves lunch on the weekends. But he's not a lunch guy during the week.
Okay.
Oh, he's a busy man. But yeah, you're in the law field there, Benny. You can go out for that afternoon cocktail.
You know, here's the thing. Listen, you know me. If I get an excuse to drink and have a cocktail, I'm always down for it. But I got to be honest with you. I don't know how you do it midday. And go back to work.
Dude, I remember we had this conversation.
You know what I'm saying?
Mad Men. I love that show because they're
pounding
12:30.
They're pounding all day long. Now you got clients and this and that, whatever. But you're
in the office with the whiskey, the big whiskey bottle.
But like, you know, you're like, Tooch is a lawyer, right? So, you know, he's got 5 o'clock calls and clients and you know.
It makes it easier.
I don't know how you concentrate. Like, you know, you're going to have 2-3 martinis.
He just said he's a lunchman. I imagine he's not going dry at lunch.
He's not going to lunch.
He texted on the text board. I'll follow up.
Not on a day. Once in a blue moon, and if he's off.
He might have a blue moon during lunch.
No, listen.
That's a quality lunch beer.
Listen. If you really got work, like legit work, I'm not talking about, hey, let me come up with an ad, you know. Hey, look, we got this new client, and let me come up with a pitch line for him. You know, I can do that.
Right.
But I'm talking about real, like, you're a lawyer, you're a doctor. You're going to go, oh, let me go get a couple, couple pops.
I would hope not. I mean, hope a surgeon is not going out getting drunk.
I just don't understand your... You're like, it's a revelation to you.
It's a nice lunch, man. You take an early day, half day with a lunch? Dude. I also put out the brand tweet. What brands are you loyal to?
Dude.
Frozen pizza to clothing. Ryan checks in.
All right, what's Ryan say?
The Heinz ketchup, strong. I agree. Heinz greater than Hunt's. Who Tyrone Johnson, the general, formerly known as the general, is a Huntsman. Which I find just questionable. So he goes, Heinz ketchup.
Wow, Hunt's no good?
Yeah, not as good as Heinz. The Aunt Jemima syrup. He goes, Skippy peanut butter. So not Jif or Peter Pan. He goes with the Skippy. And he's a Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue man. Kevin goes with the strawberry syrup, but it has to be Hershey.
He won't go any other strawberry syrup brand.
Has to be Hershey.
Has to be Hershey,
huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Jersey boy in Florida goes with the Hellman's mayo.
Okay. I'm not a mayo man, but I would, you know, I get it.
Well, yeah, of course. And Dawood checks in.
I can see the ketchup thing being, I can see the ketchup and syrup being the loyal brand. I can,
yeah.
And butter.
Yes. I'm a Land O'Lakes man.
You're a Land O'Lakes?
I go Land O'Lakes, yeah.
Where do you get the tub?
Yes. Tub. Sometimes, you know, you go with the blocks. I'm also a Philadelphia cream cheese man. I don't mess around with the other brands.
Well, listen, if I
unless
was,
I go to a bagel joint,
if
right?
I was a cream cheese guy, I would certainly go Philadelphia.
Yes, and just to clear up any confusion here,
Philly.
Because Dawood is confused here. He goes, how does Andrew love going out to lunch at 2:30, but his dinner is at 4? Yesterday was a
That's true.
I did not eat dinner last night. Yesterday was a different circumstance. I did the lunch. So then at night, I just had a couple of pistachios. It was nice. Watched the Stranger Things. It was a good day yesterday, man.
How was Stranger Things? Did you
it's
like
good.
It?
We're almost done the first part of the final. I think it's the final season. I'm not really locked in. I think this is the final season.
Okay.
But they're doing a two-parter like what Ozark did.
Yeah. I give you all these shows to watch. You won't even go near them.
Yeah.
Just saying.
They're on the list.
Yeah, I give you all these shows to watch. Nothing from
they're on the list.
Let's get to the phone. Sammy, you're on 97.5 for that. Yo, Sam.
Andy G.
What's going on, Sammy?
What is up, my brother?
So tell me, are there a brand that you're loyal to?
Oh, my God, dude. When you were talking about the ice cream, dude, you know the difference between them ice creams. You know, first, let me cut you short there just for a second. I must say congratulations to Andrew, dude. Of course, you'll understand me saying it to him. Because I didn't know he had a baby with the family, him and the wife. So congratulations.
Thank you.
To a truly nice guy. I appreciate you, Andrew.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
He's good. He's a good daddy, too. You'd be proud of him.
Oh, I'm sure, Andy G. It just comes naturally when you're a good person to become a good parent. You know, and that what's in that line out there? It's the toughest job you'll ever love. I disagree with that part of that. It's not tough, dude. You know how great it is, dude. It's the best part of your life.
Yep.
Being a parent is the greatest thing in the world.
I'm with you, brother.
And you know me, dude. Now I'm a grandparent, so that's also great. It's so fun, dude. You got a long time to wait, but to watch your children be parents is God's great gifts, too. It's another one. But back to what's next, dude. I think you guys ain't got a little bit of a generational gap there going on.
Yeah?
What's the difference with Andrew going on? Yeah, I know you ain't much older than him, dude. But he grew up in a different time, dude, than me and you. You know, you remind me of, you're like an old soul. Like, I consider myself an old soul.
Yeah?
You weren't, yeah, you're not a kid, man. You got rid of being a kid besides sports, which you made your life.
Right.
Besides your main things. Yeah, you're an old-timer. Speaking of which, how's your, what's name? Your writing thing is going, dude. How's everything going in your life? With the
good, thanks, brother. We're awaiting some news. So just kind of like waiting to see how the summer unfolds, my brother. I appreciate so you asking.
You make the old neighborhood proud, brother, because we appreciate what you do out there.
Thank you, Sammy. You're the best, buddy.
Thank you. Right back at you, brother.
And your health. You know that we're always wishing you good health.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, everything's going well, brother, for me. No doubt. Everything's good with you, too, right, Aaron?
Good. Yeah, thanks, yeah. Buddy. Appreciate it, my brother. Always great. And you are. You love it. Like, it's all about the kids, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm loving every second of it, man. It's great.
Lil Coop. It's great to see Lil Coop.
It's great. The Fink, by the way, he gave the puppy dog eye emoji. Is anti-launch? The Fink is sad, man.
Love the Fink. Love the Fink.
He's sad you're anti-launch.
Yeah, I don't know how many times I could tell you that, but...
He's also an American Eagle flex jeans guy.
Oh, yeah? Nice. Yeah, I don't know how many times I could tell you that. I just... It's not anti-launch. It's just not... You know, I mean, you came in gangbusters all lunched up. God bless.
Team lunch, bro.
Jimmy.
Lunch is free on the Junis train.
Jimmy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jimmy.
Andy, what's up, my brother?
What's going on, Jimmy?
Listen, man, you guys are nuts, bro. Like, it's all about the romance, right? So, and I had to call. I had a 6 o'clock dinner at the saloon last night.
A 6 o'clock?
At 6 o'clock at the saloon, right?
But, now, was it with friends or was it with your girl, your wife?
It was my wife. It was date night. And
6 o'clock?
And I'm 50 now, bro.
And I don't what's you mean? 6 o'clock, you're done?
I went home and watched a little bit of the Phils and was in bed by 10.
Wow, dude.
Listen, Anthony.
Wow.
I had my share, man. I burnt the candle at both ends for years.
Yeah, I hear you, buddy.
A little bit burnt out. I just want to give you two things, right? Southwest Philly Pride, right? Saludos. When it comes to, you know, my Italian specialty, my brand.
That's your brand. I appreciate that.
Hanes for my T-shirts.
Hanes. Oh, you're a Hanes guy.
I'm an Hanesman. I didn't realize that today, but I'm a Hanesman.
You're a Hanesman. Okay.
I'm a Hanesman. And I wanted to see something. You can shoot this. Let me know if I'm a little crazy. Well, let me know how crazy
okay.
I am. Let's put it that way. The last couple games, right? I watched Moniak do it last night, and I watched a guy playing second base. Moniak do it two nights ago, and a guy playing second base do it last night. Now, two nights ago, Moniak struck out in the three straight sliders in the dirt. After he strikes out, on the way back to the dugout, they turn around and look like at the field like they're blaming someone else. And the kid did it last night. I'm like, what are they looking back at? Have you noticed that?
No.
At the field or the umpire?
It's like you don't know what they're looking at, but it's almost like
I know they look at the umpire and they go, "Was that a strike?" Like they will ask the umpire.
Well, you always ask, like, "Hey, listen, because you want to find out where your own eye is." Hey, man, but I don't know. You're saying they're
like looking. When Moniak did it, I felt bad, right? Because he struck out on the pitches. He looked over Match. And then he was, like, looking back, like, almost like with shame. You know what I mean? Like looking for someone else to blame.
Oh, really?
I guess you know what I mean?
Right.
But I don't know. Maybe look so you can see it. But love you guys, man.
Thanks, Jimmy. Pleasure. Love you, too, buddy. Take it easy, brother.
Yo, you want to hear something gross?
What's that?
So NBC Sports Philadelphia has the pregame show going on right now, and they just posted a stat.
What?
Guess how many runs the Phillies have allowed in the ninth inning since the 2020 season?
Oh, Lord.
Now, think about it. That was a shortened season.
Oh, no. Oh, Lord.
And it wasn't ninth inning or later. It's the ninth inning.
Are you serious?
Just guess how many.
I can't even imagine.
I'll give a guess. I'll also let you know if you're in the ballpark.
No, I mean, I'm serious. I mean, I can't imagine. I mean.
About 138.
What?
Yeah, 138 in the ninth inning. That's one inning.
With the shortened season?
Yeah, 60 games. And it's only, what, how many games are we in now? 62 this year. So in 224 games?
Oh, my God.
The next closest team is the Reds with 121.
I mean, I would have guessed 90.
Yeah, no.
Honestly.
138.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, in basically two full seasons.
Oh.
Because you're 60 through this. Yeah. No, that's 120.
Oh,
so.
It's horrid.
Not even two full seasons.
Horrid. Jeff, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jeffrey.
Hey, Ant. It's Dr. G from Maxine.
Oh, what are you doing, buddy? How are you?
I'm all right. Long time, no time.
Yeah, buddy.
Wanted to talk Phillies. And then I got a creepo for you.
Oh, yeah? You got a creep? Oh, that's good.
Yep. So, as far as Phillies go, there was a caller a little bit ago. I kind of agree with him to where I don't feel that I don't feel disconnected from them. It's just they really got to show me more. Because how many years in a row have we seen this? You know, they'll rally off a winning streak, and then it all goes kaboom.
So I just need to see more. They can't lose this series, because if you follow up after that streak and lose the series against the Marlins, it's just deja vu.
Yeah, listen, to me, the 10 of 11 gets you back. It saves the season, right? And so you got to look, you got five games against Washington. You know, the schedule lightens up, and you know, the summer's just beginning. It's such a long season that I can't let one game today, even though they should win, but I can't let one game today. I can't live it day by day and look and like project on it. That makes sense?
No, I agree with you. But I guess what I mean is, if they lose this series and then it just goes back, it is a bigger picture. I agree with you. I'm just saying it wouldn't look good, and it would just be like, oh, here we go. But no, I understand.
Yeah, I mean, it's baseball. I can't do that, brother. Honestly, mm-hmm. I gotta let it play out, man, because otherwise you just set yourself up. Baseball, you just got to let it unfold. I mean, I'm not saying you don't get mad or you don't get excited, but you can't make any lasting observations in a series in June.
I got you. I understand you. Let me give you my creepo, okay?
Yeah, please.
So, it's my future father-in-law. So
really?
Uh-oh. Yeah.
He's a creepo?
Screw you,
well, no,
creepo.
I like the guy, but it's sports. He's a sports creepo. So my fiance's from South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And so he's a Braves fan. And I kid you not, when we first start dating, they're sending me, you know how you can do the voice clips through text?
Yeah.
I'm getting the chant, the Braves chant through voice clips.
No,
right?
Wow.
Then.
That's a creepo move.
Yep. So then here you go. What is worse then? They win the World Series and I don't get it, you know, in my face or anything. The opposite. You don't even really hear much. Which to me, they're just fair weather fans. They're nobody is as passionate as we are. I don't see any Braves, you know, paraphernalia and
right.
you know, nothing. Just, you know, ho hum, we just won the World Series. And then this year I finally bring her to the first Phillies game, and she's texting her dad or calling her dad, and all I'm getting is, well, you know, the Braves are on a 10-game winning streak. Go Braves. All this stuff.
Yeah, I know. Unfortunately, the Braves don't lose. I'll tell you what, get you out of the creepo. Get some FanFest tickets. All right, Jeffrey, Dr. G, you got it, buddy.
And there's a rumor out there that I need to read to you.
Chris? Sixers?
No, it's football, but it would be...
It's football.
It would be awesome.
Really?
So Terry McLaurin's, they're trying to work out a deal.
Right.
With the Commanders.
Scary Terry, right.
So Indianapolis has called to be like, yo, if this doesn't work out, you want to make a deal. How great would that be if Ursay,
who hates Rick Carson,
goes, you know what? Let me take their best weapon away from them.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine that?
That would be some great NFL drama.
That would be unbelievable. Ursay does that?
Great.
Carson, man, he's destined to have nothing. Right? Like, come on, man. He would be destined to have nothing.
That'd be awesome. Oh, how about this?
What else you got? Deal zone?
I didn't even realize. Wow. You say Sixers. I didn't even expect it. But Keith Pompey puts out a story. Now, it shouldn't be that shocking to you, the names that you'll hear here. But per sources.
Wow, I'm down on the deal zone.
The Sixers are gouging trade interest with the following players. Matisse Thybulle, Shake Milton, Furkan Korkmaz, Danny Green, the number 23 pick, and Tobias Harris. So the phone calls have started, it seems. Well, they've probably been going on, but...
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, you know that that's... You know that that's where they're going to go.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to do whatever they can to unload that Tobias contract.
You know, it's funny. I saw Tobias the other night, the premiere.
Yes.
Because Tobias is in Hustle. And, you know, we were talking about it. He's like, I don't, you know, just got to kiss it up. Like, see what happens. Because obviously, I love it here. I don't know, dude. I don't know. You know what's funny? So my Sixer thing, I told you I was soliciting strangers' opinion on each of the four teams to do a four-for-four show. And so when I got to the Sixers, I go, how are you feeling? Do you still have hope the process will bear a title, will bear fruit? And the guy says, no, in fact, I'm dreading the season. I got to see Doc's face again.
Wow.
And I got no faith in Harden. I was like.
He's going dread?
And he's like, this is a guy who loves the Sixers. Actually, he told me. I don't know. He's a stranger. But he said he's dreading the season. Because of Doc and Harden, basically.
I mean, there's not as much excitement right now for the Sixers, as there was. I mean, remember last year, we talked about them every single day during the summer. Every single day.
Every day.
Even though it ended way too short.
Well, it was because of the Simmons thing.
But you also knew that Ben Simmons was going to land you something. Tobias Harris is not going to, at least we don't think, is going to land you some star.
I don't think so. I agree.
So there's not as much excitement and buzz going into this all, or like now in the off season.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get a star for Tobias.
Right. So like that's why I could see why there wouldn't be as much excitement. But dude, dread.
That's what
I'm not dreading.
He said dread.
I'm looking forward to see is James
Dr. Dread.
James Harden.
He said Dr. Dread.
Like, who is James Harden? I see all the videos of him working hard. Right?
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I don't understand it. Honestly. All right. Well, we got lots to do, lots to get to. Still a big hour ahead. Hanging out on this Wednesday, because Radio with the Trudis. So let's talk about the Bet Parks app for a second. We got the hockey today, the hoops tomorrow, and fightings this afternoon. I think you're going to hit today, right? Well, here's the beauty of the Bet Parks app. They have everything. So, whether you're looking for same-game parlays, got it. Futures, they got that. You bet all the Eagle games coming up, right? They have all that. All the NFL stuff is there. 84 days, by the way, until the start of the NFL season. They have all the props that you want, maybe for tomorrow night. So, the beauty of the Bet Parks app is always there for you, and it's redesigned. It looks fabulous. You got to check it out. It's the games and all the slots and the casino games all wrapped up in a one right in your pocket. Check out the all-new Bet Parks app. Just remember, you got to be 21. You got to be in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
1 o'clock across the Delaware Valley. I was ready with the Trudis. So if I brought up the Sixers and what the stranger, my soliciting four strangers' opinions, I kind of felt bit like, you know, I get it, right? And I get his response was that he's dreading the season. Now, I don't know. When I look at it, I'm hopeful, but does Doc Rivers, because I know that that's a lot of people.
Well, dude, you should see social media right now.
It hurts a lot of people.
You should see social media right now with the Sham Sharani report that the Jazz will be interviewing Sam Cassell.
Yeah.
And it's not just Sam Cassell, right? Ime Udoka is the head coach of the Boston Celtics.
I hear you.
In Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I mean, you've had, look at Phoenix, right? Like, you've had coaches leave this city and go elsewhere and thrive.
And I still remember, like, there have been times where coaches have left and people go, wow, I wish he stayed over Brett Brown.
Right.
Now, if Sam Cassell leaves, you'll hear the same thing. I wish they kept Cassell over Doc Rivers. You will hear that if he does to get that job out there.
And here's the thing. You can't blame people.
No, you can't. Absolutely not.
Like, when you think about it, you can't blame them a little bit, right?
Right. And so I do think that's a big part of it. The James Harden. Remember, not everybody was on board for the James Harden trade to begin with. And then when a lot of people's concerns came to fruition, and you're kind of locked with them this year. You are locked with them this year because of the contract. It's a player option. He's not going to turn down that much money. You know, he's here for at least another year. And then there's the concerns with Daryl Morey that he's attached with James Harden. So he could be here for a long time before we know it.
The Daryl thing's interesting, too, because, you know, we all give him the benefit of the doubt because of his resume. He's a sharp guy and all. But when you think about the Harden thing, that has to work.
Yeah, it has to, or this whole thing's done.
Yep.
Because if he's here for 4 years and it doesn't work, that's four more years of Joel Embiid.
Yep.
And then it's over. And that's, I think, what freaks a lot of people out. Like, I think the arrow is pointing down more so for a lot of people than up.
I agree. I'm worried about that too. I can't lie to you. I'm worried about that.
But let's
I almost
see what they do this
I almost
season.
Feel panicked over it.
No, I know. I told you the other day.
It's bad watching the Celtics, man. It really is.
I told you the other day. I don't look at this team as a team where a vet's going to go, this is the team I'm going to win a championship with. Until they make a couple of moves, and that's concerning to me. That they're not a destination right now for a ring chaser.
I don't know that you could say that, though. I mean, with Harden and B, I think guys will buy into that.
If they believe in Harden, yes. I don't know what everybody says about James Harden. Like Patrick Beverley, right? Patrick Beverley goes on ESPN after they get eliminated from the playoffs, and he's ripping Chris Paul to shreds, but he talks about how James Harden deserves every dollar that he's going to get.
Yeah.
So, but is that the league? Does the whole league respect James Harden to that level?
I mean, I think the guy still has a reputation around the league. We'll see. I think the guy still has a rep around the league. But again, you know, it's one thing you still have a rep and draw guys. Can you win with him? That's what freaks me out.
Well, if he's clicking, then yeah. But if not, if he's what you saw.
That's my point. Like,
and that's the unknown. But he's here next year. Like, he will be here.
I know. I'm just worried about what Harden we're going to get. That's the thing that freaks me out, is what kind of Harden are we going to get? Because he has to be not just a point guard. Like, he's got to be good, dude.
Yeah, he's got to be your secondary scorer.
Yeah.
And, yeah, obviously some nights Tyrese Maxey's going to go off, as we've seen. But for the most part, like that, when you look at the season averages,
yeah,
and Embiid's your leading scorer, Harden's got to be number two.
Yeah. Has to. Let's go to Aaron. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Yo, Aaron.
Yo, what's going on, Ed? Tunis.
What's up, baby?
And then I'm going to get a little creepo right off the bat, man.
Oh, you got a creepo.
Screw you, yeah, creepo.
Right off the bat. It's my cousin, man. She grew up in Philly. Then she moved to the West Coast, right? So I start seeing her on Facebook. All New England out, man. Like, New England Patriots, pillowcases. New England, you know, dressed up in New England stuff. Like, she lived in New England all her life.
Really?
Yeah, so on Facebook one day, I'm like, she put up, we won. And I said, when did you become a New England fan, fraud? I had to call her a fraud.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you. She is a fraud.
I just don't know where that came from. You know, people like winners. That's all it is.
That's terrible.
People like winners.
Man. Yeah, you call it. She's no good.
But you don't hear no peep from New England fans now. But I want to talk about lunch and stuff, man, too.
Yeah.
I really don't eat a lot of stuff because, you know, how I work. So I don't eat breakfast. I don't eat lunch. It's all
well, Chunas was talking about.
But this is where I'm going to get to Chunas, because I think Chunas is absolutely right on this.
Okay.
Because Chunas works from his shift to 72 every day. So he really doesn't have lunch. So when he's out with his wife, you know, what's wrong with a nice lunch? With his wife. I don't understand whether he had a good time having lunch with his wife. I would just go to lunch with my wife if I could, but I can't because I work.
Yeah,
I think work stuff has a lot to do with the way that we eat and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, without a doubt,
brother. It was a nice change of pace.
Without a doubt. Thanks, Ira. Without a doubt. I'm not saying there was anything wrong with it. The Chunas just asked me, are you a lunch guy? And I go, I never really thought about it. And then we got into the lunch date versus the dinner date.
Yes.
Like, if you're a single person, I would think you'd want to go to the dinner date. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure it's more common, you know.
Over the lunch. But again, I never really thought about it. Chunas was excited about his lunch. And I thought that was nice. But other than that, my only beef with the Chunas is dinner time. That's my problem with the Chunas. Is the dinner time.
Yeah, listen, man.
I mean, it's to each your own, but like, I don't get that. You are, I mean, Del Boca Vista.
Yeah, that'll be nice, man. The early bird special.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's go to Robbie. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Robbie!
What's up, guys? How we doing today?
How you doing, buddy boy?
You know, keeping still, working. Listen, before I get into my point, I want to... Chunas has to, you know, listen do with what the wife says. You know, happy wife, happy life. She wants to go out to dinner early. You go out to dinner early, so you don't have to hear about it later.
But I think they're a good match because I think he likes it too, though.
Yeah, I'm pro early, man. Day, drink, lunch, you name it.
Well, last week it was me and my girlfriend's 1 year. I took her to the wharf in Wildwood, and we had a 7:45 reservation. Seat right at the window on the water.
Oh, you're living.
Sun was going down. It was a beautiful, beautiful date.
Yeah, you're living, buddy.
Yeah, so I'm going to bring a comedy side to this. So last night, me and my girlfriend were watching the game. And I see Eflin, they're going to change him up. And I see Familia going in. I was like, I'm going to go take a shower. She goes, why? I was like, because this is going to be the longest inning you'll ever watch in your life. So by the time I get out of the shower... Maybe the Phillies will be up. I get out of the shower. The Marlins are still just in time for the dude to hit the home run. And I'm like, oh, this bullpen is going to be the death of us. Like, the ball can go boom, but, you know.
I know.
The ball go boom.
I know. Listen, you know, you're not wrong.
And I mean,
the good thing is that Robbie Thompson is not married to Knebel, so. That's good.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'd rather have Sir Anthony and a Mr. Hand every once in a while than Rock Knebel. I agree with that.
I said I would be willing to find whatever hole Jamie Moyer's in and bring him in over Familia.
that's the Chunas' boy. He loves Jamie Moyer.
Nothing wrong with Jamie Moyer, but I got a man to call out for you guys.
And oh, you got a creep?
Some fan fest tickets here.
All right, so what do you got?
I used to go to middle school with this kid, and it was right around 2010, I believe, was the Deshaun Jackson punt return.
Yep.
This man was a diehard Giants fan. Always wore Giants colors to school, everything, every Sunday with trash talk, the Eagles fan.
And he's a South Jersey kid?
Yeah. Yeah. So they, and he's twin brother. He's an Eagles, his twin brother's an Eagles fan.
Okay.
So the Eagles come back and beat the Giants. He comes back into school the next day. We're all busting on and busting on. He goes, what do you mean? I've always been an Eagles fan. And we're like, whoa.
Yeah, that's weak.
That's a violation.
Yeah, that's weak.
Violation.
Yeah, that's stone. Then, yeah, I agree.
He came into school the next day with a Deshaun Jackson jersey off, and I was like, no, you got to take that off. Take that off.
Yeah, no, that's a violation. That's a stone violation. Now, what's his name? What's his first name?
We'll go with Bran. I don't want to outline him in case he's listening. But you know what? Actually, Brandon, we'll give it to we'll Brandon straight out because he knows if he's listening, he knows.
I should accept the violation. That's a bad, it's a bad violation.
It's a bad violation.
That's right, Brandon. That's right, Brandon is a creepo. You gotta hold on. Get your FanFest tickets, my man. Yeah, you can't do that. Come on now.
By the way.
What do you got? You got news?
No. Bodie Brodus checks in. His go-to frozen pizza is the DiGiorno Rising Crust.
Like Little Ant?
And I didn't even mention it in the tweet. I just said, what brands are... And he went with the DiGiorno Rising Crust.
That's Little Ant. My Little Anthony.
Megan sends in a bunch. Just Coca-Cola, straight Coke. Breyers ice cream. She goes with the Purdue chicken nuggets and Old Navy's yoga pants and jeans. No other yoga pants or jeans. Got to be Old Navy's.
The bro's a Lululemon man.
Yes, he is.
For his yoga pants. Or sweats.
Yeah, I don't do the Lulus.
The DiGiorno Rising Crust is how we got on this conversation. Because Anthony was mad, like he wasn't going to eat. And I got him this stuffed crust. That's what they had. I thought I was doing him a solid, Junis.
I guess not, man.
Danny, you're on 97.5 of Fanatic. Yo, Dan.
Hello?
Danny, what's going on, man?
What's up, cuz? Sorry, it's a little noisy here. That's all. Hey, listen, man, real quick. All right, lunch. Now, for me, it's more, I can see where Tunis is coming from, you know, cuz you got the baby and the missus and going out all aligned in the same line.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
So when that happens, when you got a young kid, that's a beautiful thing, you know. So I get why he's, you know, he's
yeah.
like that.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
For me though, I can't eat big like during the day because it makes me tired and slows me down, especially June, July.
I agree with you. I'm with you on that.
You know, I really don't break.
I don't know how you do the other half of the day. You eat a big lunch.
Like, if I eat the big lunch, cuz, man, give me a pillow, you know?
Yeah.
Now, I can pick and nibble during the day or whatever. Or
right.
Have, you know, little drinks or whatever. But other than that, though, I really got to wait till, you know, between 8 and 9 o'clock before I have my meal.
And know? Even, like, you know, when they're in Wolf of Wall Street, he's bagging martinis at 12 o'clock. I don't know how you do that. Go back to work.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, I couldn't do that at my job. for my brand loyalty, I'll give you a little off the beaten path.
Oh, what do you got?
I know it's lower on the price scale, but I got to go with Elmo Pio Moscato. I can't drink nothing else other than Elmo Pio.
Elmo, what is it? What kind of brand? What is it?
It's a Moscato. Elmo.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
P-I-O, yeah. For some reason, that $10 to $20 price range for Moscato,
yeah.
I can't touch nothing else other than that stuff.
Yeah, no, listen, I feel you, especially when it comes to alcohol. You know, you got wine, you got drinks. I mean, like, I agree with that. I'm always loyal to my brands. I'm talking about the gin. I got my gin loyalties.
Yeah, I don't know. What was that you were talking about? What do you call that? The mountain?
So, yeah, this is a good one. It's Malfy, M-A-L-F-Y, Malfy.
Oh, M-A-M-A-L.
Yeah, M-A-L-F-Y, okay. Malfy.
Okay, because I'm a big James Conner guy, too.
Oh, dude, it's and it's, you know, it's not like it's not crazy expensive either, so it's good and it's a tasty. It's a great item.
Okay. Yeah. No, I heard you get talking about it.
Yeah, man.
With the frozen fruit.
I do. I freeze the watermelon. Freeze that.
Yeah.
Hit the crushed ice.
Right. Right.
You're living.
This guy's onto something. This guy's onto something here. let me give you something else real quick though, cuz real quick.
Yeah.
My cocktail of choice in the summertime is the Mayfair Shandy.
What is that?
That's a 50-50 Coors Light Wild Wild Lemonade 50-50 mix. Now, I don't
Mayfair Shandy.
The Mayfair. I don't drink Wild Wild Lemonade by itself, and I really don't.
Are you for the Coors Light?
When you put them together, because that 6-pack would be dope.
Oh my God, Danny, you're the greatest.
It goes down like Gatorade. Real quick about the Phillies.
Yeah.
Reese Hoskins, right? I don't know if there's a right or wrong answer to this, but is the bat worth the glove? And I'll take the response off air.
Listen, I appreciate, brother. You're the best. I love it. First of all, the Mayfair Shandy. That's outrage. That's awesome. That's fabulous. Listen, I think Reese is a legitimate power hitter, man. First base. To me, you know. A first baseman who's a good glove is like supermodel who can cook. Like, do you really care?
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather have the power.
He doesn't necessarily kill you. He hurt you yesterday. He couldn't make that pick from Alec Bohm, but.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care about it. The Phillies used to have a guy I loved. I was very good. I was close friends with him. Was Rico Bronya, who was a great defensive first baseman.
Loved him as a kid, man.
But, like, you know, I don't really care about about defense first base. You know, your John Olerud doesn't really do much for it.
Right, exactly.
I need bombs. And Reese has bombs. Reese can hit the ball.
And I'll give Reese credit for something. I loved Ryan Howard, right? Don't get me wrong. But Ryan Howard struggled with that throw to second base.
Yes.
Reese actually doesn't struggle with it. He gets it to second base every single time, it looks like.
Yeah.
Howard Stroud, I mean, remember, that would...
Well, that was his thing. He did. He did struggle. That was a weird thing that he had to overcome.
He picked really well at first. It's just
he did.
That throw to first, that throw to second.
He could pick it at first. Yeah. He could. Yeah, the throw, he just... That was a mental block. He just couldn't do it. You know, that's for sure. Let's go to Ian. You're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Ian.
Fellas, Rico Bronya is a certified bust out right there. Swear, you got me cracking up. do you want my brand? I'll just come straight out with the brand. And this is my go-to. Has Advil been said?
Wow, no. Advil.
Because, dude, if you give me some generic ibuprofen, Aleve, any of that stuff, man, I just feel like it's not going to work.
I am pro ShopRite ibuprofen, man.
Janice.
Works just as well.
Really?
That's why you're commander of the Chooch train.
I think I'm kind of with Ian here on the muscle ache, especially with my back now after that accident. I'm all messed up. Like, yeah, I'm with you on that, brother.
There we go. And then I got a reason why I can dig it in, why you don't like, lunch. But there's two reasons why I think it's a go-to. First of all, lunch is the most luxurious, ridiculous meal out of all of them. It's so extra. Like, if you can afford and take the time to go to lunch, you got extra time on your hands. That's for sure.
Oh, that's true.
But then also the thing why I'm pro lunch is because, especially with a date, if you go on a lunch, you're actually going to learn more about the person. If you're serious about a lunch or about somebody, go and take them out on a lunch because, you know, you see what it's really hitting for, you know, like you just, there's something different.
Well, what's the difference? Because dinner, it's more of a intimate setting. You're going to be... It's more lengthy, like It's lunch. You're not hanging 3 hour lunches.
Yeah, but lunch, there's something like, again, it's not like, not that it's for show when you go out for dinner, but it's just like, you know, I just feel like there's less pageantry to it. There's less, like, there's going to be less alcohol, most likely. So, like, you're going to get to know the person more. You know what I mean? It's going to feel more grounded. It's not going to feel like a Disney movie where everything is, you know what I mean? It's just
going to
feel like real life.
I got you.
And then, well, before you did the deal zone, it's actually why I called up. I was trying to hear if you heard anything about who the Sixers were, you know, possibly making available. And when you dropped the deal zone, all of those people, as much as I love them, they're all extremely touchable to me. Like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Those are the guys.
Except here's my fear, right? Is what are you going to get in return?
Let's shop Doc with one of them.
You know? I mean, I feel like I go, like, what are you really going to get in return? Are you going to get anything of note in return?
Well, if you pulled me as the fifth person, you know what I mean? What
right.
I would say is that I'm not dreading it. I'm just being a realist. And it's all about how Doc performs and how Harden performs. If we bring anybody in here. And before I go in, I just want to say I saw Hustle the other day. And, you know, the most Philly thing in there, the thing that made me feel the most proud was at no monument or stairs or anything. It was seeing you, bro. You were the most Philly thing.
Oh, brother, thank you, man. I appreciate that, man. I made my day. Thanks, E.
Brother. Have a good
Thanks, baby. Appreciate that. See that? Another lunchman. A lot of lunchmen. A lot of love for the lunch.
It's a nice change of pace. And he's right. You know, if we're all moving around, right? Usually don't have time for the lunch. Lunch is usually a grab and go. But the sit down lunch with a beer, it's nice, man.
I mean, if you burn a day, you know, I guess I always see it more as
my day was not burnt. I got home, took care of some stuff, took care of the trash around the house, trash day. You know, day wasn't burnt.
All right. Yeah.
Not like I got whacked. I had one beer.
I hear you. Stay right with you, son. 610-632-0975. It's funny. The summer months, what topics come up in the real life. Sometimes I enjoy this little respite as much as I do the hardcore sports talk. 610-632-0975. Got a couple open lines. You want to grab them? Hanging out on this Wednesday. Let's talk a little Meineke. Yes, Meineke. Listen, things are tough out there, right? And you got to make sure our vehicles are in tip-top shape. Listen, the inventory's low. Price is sky high. That's why it's a perfect time to get to know Meineke again. You know, Meineke celebrates 50 years of service and trust. 50 years. They've always been that. Head to Meineke right now. 50% off brake pads and shoes. Right now, receive $10 off any full synthetic oil change. That comes with a free tire rotation. Your check engine light on, head to Meineke for a free check engine scan. Meineke does it all. Exhaust system, steering and suspension, oil changes, tires and wheels. You know, family vacation is going to be here sooner than you think. Head to Meineke for a free complimentary AC check and a vehicle safety inspection. Meineke, get to know him again for all of your auto repair needs.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 1:30. Top five Phillies with Tyrone and Tommy. How about that?
Will Chris Coast make the cut?
You love the coast.
Coast Guard, man.
You love the coast.
If I were to ask you a top five, what was your top five, like those kind of players, the backup players be?
Top five bust outs? Like Phillies bust outs?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's see. I like that question. Top five bench Phillies.
Dobber. He's got to be on there.
The Jobber. No.
No?
I mean, I like the Dobbs. I guess he would have to be. I'm trying to think of him right now off the top of my head. I guess Dobbs was, he was clutch. You're right.
Yeah, he broke the record for most pinch hit hits.
Yeah.
And that's never going to change, right? You don't have pinch hitters really anymore.
Mm-mm.
So he'll forever have that record if he still has it.
When I was a kid, Del Unser.
Oh, yeah. I remember my dad talking about that during the Greg Dobbs era.
Yes. Because he was Del Unser was a, like a, would hit home runs off the bench, like pinch hit home runs. Let's see. Who during the backup catchers? What about that? You know what I used to like? Oh, who was it? Who used to back up Bo Diaz? There was a guy, he was a Latin catcher.
Back to Bo Diaz?
Yeah. And I used to love him. Oh, my God, what's his name? I can't believe I forgot it. One of them actually got shot.
I remember you telling me that story before.
Yeah.
Let's see. So I'm on Bo Diaz, which brings me to the 82 Phillies. Was it that Ozzie Virgil?
Yes, Ozzie Virgil. Yes. Ozzie Virgil. That's good, Tunis.
You had a nice slash line of 238, 306, 386.
I like the Ozzie. Ozzie Virgil.
Greg Gross was another one of those guys.
Oh,
right?
GG. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, now they're coming back. GG, I love Greg Gross. No power whatsoever. But Greg Gross gets you hit.
Wow, he had 7 career home runs, Greg Gross.
Yeah, he was never going to hit you a home run.
In 4,355 plate appearances.
What about that? I know I'm missing a bunch of guys.
Oh, dude. Tadahito Iguchi. He was huge 07 when Utley goes down.
He played
second base for like multiple, a couple months.
Except that when I think 07, the Taguchi I think of.
So Taguchi.
Yeah, who hit the grand slam against us for Colorado.
No, that was Kaz Matsui.
Yeah, it was Matsui, you're right.
I was at that game. Broke my little heart, man.
You were there?
Yeah, I remember. I
was there
who
as well.
Started. But then they quickly started warming up that Kyle Loesch.
Oh, yes.
That's a bust-out pitcher right there.
Yes. Oh, how about my boy goes, that Bob Dernier.
Oh, there you go.
That's a great one.
Kyle.
My man Nikki hits me with Bob Dernier.
Kyle Loesch, spelled L-O-H-S-E.
Yes, Kyle Loesch, yeah. Wow, that was a day game. You know what's weird about that series is that both games I think were day games.
Really?
And it was weird because we had a home field, remember, in 07.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like we were all pumped up. It was the first time they were in the playoffs
since
93. We're freaking out. 14 years, dude, right? It's a lot. Long time.
First time in my lifetime.
And I remember being so excited. Oh, the fightings. They go down. And both games were like blowouts.
Yeah.
And then they played, if you remember, in Colorado, it was freezing. It was like 30 degrees. And they couldn't hit. It was freezing. And that was it.
That team got to the World Series.
Yeah, how did that team get to the World Series? That's unbelievable. That team got the World
Series.
Let's
see. Here's your starting nine. Behind the dish was that Yorvit Torrealba. Wow, these are some great names. Todd Helton at first base. Kaz Matsui at second. Tulo
a young 22-year-old Troy Tulowitzki.
He was one of my favorites.
Loved
dude.
Him, man.
I was a huge Tulowitzki fan.
And he was, you know, following the Rollins. You know, obviously Rollins has been in the league, but like that power hitting shortstop.
Yeah, dude.
Garrett Atkins was the third baseman. Wow. He had 111 RBI that year.
Damn.
And 25 home runs. Matt Halliday was the left fielder. He had 137 RBIs, 36 home runs, and 50 doubles.
He had 50 doubles?
That's got to be all Colorado, right?
Yeah.
Like 50 doubles?
Yeah.
Willie Tavares was their starting center fielder. That dude could run. And then Brad Hopp was the right fielder.
Brad Hopp, yeah.
Your bench players, Ryan Spielborgs. Oh, my God. Jamie Carroll, talk about a guy that couldn't hit.
Who's your pitchers? They had no pitching.
Jeff Francis.
Oh, yeah. He was horrible.
Josh Fogg. Aaron Cook,
jeez.
Jason Hirsch. And how about that Ubaldo Jimenez?
That's slop city.
Ubaldo was great, but then he just...
Yeah, it's slop.
He just as soon as he left
Dude,
Colorado.
That's slop city,
and
man.
That's the weird thing. You would think leaving Colorado, he'd be better.
Right.
He goes to Cleveland in his first year in Cleveland. He goes 9-17. They got to the World Series that year, man.
How did that? And then they got swept away.
Yes. I broke the,
it was
the
Yankees?
Curse. No, it was the Red Sox.
All right. That's right.
Broke the curse.
That's right. That's right. Wasn't that the Red Sox-Yankees epic comeback?
Was 0-3 when they broke the curse? Because the Red Sox that year beat the Indians to get to the World Series. So what year was that? Was that? It must have been 0-3.
You remember when they...
0-4. Sorry, 0-4 was the epic comeback against the Yankees.
I'll tell you a story because they were down. You remember, the Yankees were up 3-0.
Yeah.
And it was game 7. And I was doing something with Andy Reid. I was writing a story. Doing
okay.
Something. And so we were supposed to talk. He's like, you know, call me, whatever. So I call him up. He goes, Ann. He goes, can we talk a little later tonight? I said, yeah. He goes, game 7.
That's awesome.
And I remember thinking, he was such a great sportsman that he was dying. He wanted to watch game 7.
That's cool.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's cool. I remember, not that you care, remember your favorite movie, Fever Pitch?
I never saw it, right.
They had to redo the ending because they started doing the final production when they were down 3-0 in the series.
Oh, really?
And so they had to do an alternate ending because they came back.
Could you imagine that? Could you imagine?
Yeah, you're literally doing final production of a
you
film.
You think it's done.
Yeah.
That's insane. Maddie, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Matt.
Cuz Tunis, good afternoon, boys. How are you?
What's going on, my brother?
Not much, man. You know who I loved as a kid? Kim Batiste.
Oh, yes! That's a good one. How about that, man. Kim Batiste?
Oh, dude, I
love bust out.
His name.
Yes!
Yeah, man. So, Tunis, man, I hear where you're coming from with lunch, especially, like, having a young family, but... I don't know. I hate having a beer knowing I have something to do afterwards. I mean, I'll have it, but if I got to go home and take out the trash and help with laundry and stuff, like, I'm not.
Ah, that makes it more fun.
How?
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I'm with you, Matt.
I mean, beer signifies relaxed time for me. Like, if I got stuff to do after that, I don't know. I'll still do it. But I'm not going to enjoy it as much as a dinner beer.
Well, see, I got home and then I had another beer because it was already allowed at that point.
Well, yeah, you got to do that.
So then I had the second beer as I was, doing some laundry, doing some trash takeout. You know, worked out.
Some trash takeout.
Yeah. Oh, don't get me wrong. It's a beautiful thing. And you take what you can get when you know, young family and stuff. But I like the vacation lunch, like if it's leading into something else. Like,
oh, dude, yes. That's a good item. Yes.
And then you're going to the boardwalk and you're going to get your fries later.
Right.
I could do that.
No, listen, any kind of vacation. You're on vacation?
Yeah.
Lunch is fun. Yeah, lunch is great.
Yeah, like I said, you're relaxing.
Yeah.
But
not like a Tuesday during a regular week.
Nice change of pace.
That's
it was the Darren Sproles of my week. It was the change of pace back.
I like that. That's not bad. But yeah, man, the Phillies. I don't know. Like, it's easy for me to connect. It was hard when Girardi was there, but if I see that the players are clicking, like I'm in. Like I don't know. And if they, especially when there's playoff hopes, it's easy for me to be all in. I don't know if anybody else is like that, but
I don't know. I feel the same kind of way with this. You know?
Yeah. And a caller mentioned earlier about kind of feeling bad raising his kids to be diehard Philly. Like, I think we've all had that thought running through our minds, but I don't know. I kind of teach my kid to approach it like life. I mean, life is highs and lows. So, I don't know, not without getting too deep. I mean, I always tell him, like, when we're high as Philly fans, we're flying.
Right.
Like, we have a lot of lows.
Right.
When it's good, it's real good. So,
no, I think you're right on, brother. I do. I think you're spot on with that. Spot on. I agree with that.
So I'm in, man. I think it's going to be a fun year in the long run.
I like it, babe. I like it. Good stuff, my brother. Man. Thank you, Maddie. Appreciate it. It's funny because I feel this kind of same way with them. Like, I don't know. I feel like I'm interested. It's impossible to look at that 08 team and that whole run now because you have the benefit that they won. You know, this team, I want to get to know them.
But I do think there's a lot of people that love that team because it was the homegrown talent. And that's a big deal. I mean, Tyrese Maxey was getting a standing ovation.
Yeah, but dude, he's special. No, he's an incredible player.
But this was his rookie season before he blew up like we saw last year. His rookie year, I still remember, I was at game one of the Sixers-Wizards series, and he checks in, and he got a standing ovation. I'm like, oh, that's kind of weird. Like, I like the kid and all, but that's kind of weird.
He's also got a great smile.
I know.
There's everything about him.
Also because he was drafted by the Sixers, he's ours, right? People love draft picks and especially baseball, the farm system guys. I'm a proven versus unknown. I'll trade away every prospect known to man to try to get, you know, a more talented player.
Yeah, just don't trade Maxey.
No, I'm talking, I'm talking more so Phillies because I
just don't trade Maxey.
Phillies,
man.
You could trade anybody. They never work out.
Well, I hear you. Baseball, that's the difference in baseball. But I agree with what he said with this whole idea of raising your kids. It's like, first of all, you don't have a choice. Like, this idea that you have a choice, I just disagree with fundamentally. It's where you're from. You don't have a choice where you're from, and you don't have a choice who your teams are. So have pride in them, and whatever it is, it is.
I'm with you, man. I never leave these teams, much as they break my heart.
David. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave!
Hey, guys. How are you? Can you hear me all right?
Oh, we got you, brother.
All right. I've never called your show before, but I've been listening to you for years, Anthony. So, listen, you were talking about, you'd mentioned Dell Unser just a few minutes ago, and that's what prompted me to call.
Okay.
I should say I'm 59 years old, and in that summer of 1979, I was 16 years old. And I was such a Phillies fan back then that I used to tape record the games at nighttime, right? For the tape recorder. Right next to my little AM clock radio, tape record the games, and then I would play them back again as I was lying in bed late at night. And oftentimes I would capture these great moments, which I would then the next day run over to my grandparents and let them listen to it. My grandparents.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so and my grandfather saw the 1915 World Series at the Baker Bowl.
Wow.
My grandmother talked about Home Run Baker and Chief Bender. They played for the A's, but that's how far back my roots go. But
very cool. That's awesome.
One of the great moments I captured, Anthony, was Dell Unser's third consecutive pinch-hit home run off of Raleigh Fingers on a Midsummer Night's game. It was July 10th, 1979. Do you remember when he did that?
I remember the streak. I don't remember the game. I was real little, but I remember the streak that was going on. And I remember he would have those pinch hit home runs, which is why I brought it up when Tunis came into question. That's amazing. Right. You got the date. That's awesome.
Yeah, So I had the tape for years, and I lost it. But let me tell you, very briefly, 79 was that off year where they finished in fourth place.
It's right, that was the year. Pirates won that year.
Right, it was except for the Pete Rose hitting 330 in his first year. Del Unser was the only guy that had it. And what he did that night against Raleigh Fingers and hitting his third consecutive pinch hit home run, he was tied with a huge list of guys that had done it twice.
Uh-huh.
Only one other guy in big league history had done it three times. He comes up to bat in the bottom of the ninth with two outs, two runners on, down two runs.
Wow.
He's the winning run, and he hits a dead center field home run. And the call was maybe the greatest home run call Harry Collis has ever played. And
oh, we got to find that, Tunis.
I have a gift for you and your listeners. It lives on YouTube as a 22-second audio clip only. I tell you, I used to work in a business. I tried to get it from Dan Stevenson once years ago.
Oh, Video Dan.
He didn't have it, and he couldn't pull it for us. But it lives on YouTube if your producer wants to punch it up.
Yeah.
And it you
I will get it for
never,
you.
Never, ever hear this in the medley of Harry Callis' greatest calls. So your listeners are going to hear fresh Harry Callis
calls. That's awesome.
You know exactly what you search to find it, Dave? I'd like to bring it up.
Yeah, if you punch in classic Harry Callis call, and then with Richie Ashburn. So there has no pad on the front end of it. It starts right at the swing of the bat. So there is like there's some 5 second commercial before it, but it's only an audio clip. You'll hear it, and what you're going to hear, if you can punch it up, is as I said, Raleigh Fingers, the legendary Raleigh Fingers, pitching that night. He was coming in on relief. The center fielder's name was Richards. I only remember that because it was dead center field, and from the position of the broadcast booth at Vet Stadium, you're right behind home plate. And
right.
The only way Callis could really track a ball hit the dead center field was to look down and see what the center fielders was doing. And he sees Richard heading back, and you'll see him, and you'll also hear Richie Ashburn losing his mind.
Wow! That's awesome!
Yeah,
I can't wait to hear it. He's on the caper now, man.
All right.
Hopefully we get it by the end of the show, Dave. If not, we'll do it first thing tomorrow, all right?
That's fine.
Thanks, brother. Listen, I appreciate that. You're a good baseball man.
Thank you, man. You ready?
Oh, we got it. All right, you want to hold on. I'm going to put you on hold. Yeah. All right.
That's awesome.
That was incredible. Give it to me again, man. I want to hear it one more time. That was incredible. My God.
Swing and a well-hit ball to deep
center field. It's awesome. Are you kidding me? Wow, thank you. I appreciate that call, man.
That was cool.
Dude, three straight pinch hit home runs?
That's awesome.
That's a feat.
I got some other names. Cobra checks in with Tomas Perez.
That's great.
They also both said Ricky Ledé. Now,
Ricky Ledé
actually went on to the Yankees and was okay. He wasn't that great here. But the thing I remember most about Ricky Ledé, Kevin Millwood's no-hitter. They won 1-0. And it was a solo home run by Ricky Ledé. And he caught the final out.
Wow.
Ricky Ledé.
That's awesome.
How about that? And Zach Ketchum also says Abraham Nunez, who I hated. I thought he sucked. He couldn't play defense or hit.
Nah.
He was the Andrew Knapp of third base.
He was a pencil bat.
He was terrible. So I was anti-Nunez.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of some of the other, like the older, like position, like the infield, like the third base. The middle infielder was never good.
No, I mean, you had your, like, I'll always remember Eric Bruntlett, but it was more so because of moments. He wasn't that great. It was triple play. Yeah. He scored on Chooch's chop single.
Yeah.
You close your eyes,
you hear it.
Yeah. But it's not like Bruntlett was this very star.
I'm going to go back. Now, that's something I'm going to go back down a rabbit hole.
I'm trying to remember. He wasn't brought in to be a starter, but Valdez was all right as a backup middle infield guy. Yeah. But he ended up playing a lot.
Yeah. He wasn't bad.
He wasn't terrible.
If you go way back, Jeff Stone was like a fourth outfielder type.
Okay.
But he was a guy who he was too fast. You know the story about Jeff Stone. He was too fast for his legs. That's fantastic.
A lot of great bust out names.
Oh my God. Now I just want to go do a baseball reference and start looking up names. That'll be tomorrow. All right, that's going to do for us. Stay tuned. The General T.Y. Johnson, Tommy, and Jen coming up next. They're going to do the top five Phillies. That'll be fun. So thanks for hanging, everybody. We love you. So much fun, man. Oh, it's always a blast. We'll see you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.